Blog Talk Radio.
The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credit.
Kim Baker resigned.
You see the nation is straight away, but now we're coming back to you, Paul.
You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassetech.com.
The Curiosity Shop, located in Canfield, Ohio on Route 224, is an upscale consignment shop with downtown charm and fashion-forward taste. A women's clothing and accessory store that offers carefully selected items with friendly service in a boutique-like atmosphere. The Curiosity Shop is never overcrowded and always a great shopping experience. Ann Klein, Escada, Liz Claiborne, Ann Taylor, Dana Buckman, and more. From petite to full figure, the Curiosity Shop is the place for you. Open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4. Located on Route 224 in the Hilltop Village Plaza next to McDonald's in Canfield. It's fashion on a budget. It's the Curiosity Shop.
Woo! Hey, this is Pastor Tyrone talking at you. Hey, at the end of the year, we all made some sort of New Year's resolution. Hey, how's that going? I'd like to encourage you towards one addendum to your resolution. Be resolved to love all the more. And if you're able, join us in love, prayer, and giving at HeartReach. You can reach us anytime. Check us out on the web. You can reach us at www.heartreach.com or hit us on Facebook. Or if you're so inclined, call us at 330-744-2000. We're an inner city organization of believers, present to make a difference for the glory of God. We are transforming our community one child at a time. And that's what we do at HeartReach. And we hope the listening audience across the nation will do the same. Be resolved to love all the more and hit us at HeartReach. We love you. Woo!
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassetech.com.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Well, I know by being in this, a whole lot of people
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. And it is 18 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and I have Dr. Brandy in studio with me, and we are, Dr. Brandy comes in once a month, and it's always a blessing. She's from Turning Point Counseling in Youngstown, and it is located over on Belmont Avenue, and they have another facility in Struthers. And we're having her come on, and we're going to talk about blahs and the holiday blahs. But we're going to talk about, she was saying something to me during the break about the devastation of loss.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying the loss is traumatic. But then she went and I said she had to stop. I wouldn't let her finish. But I wanted her to start this and say this all over again and say it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Brandy.
Right. Well, I came here today with the intention of talking about loss and the holidays.
Right.
Because it is such a challenging time for people. But when I walked in, you were talking about the hurricane and the relief efforts. And what that led me to think about was the aftermath of such a traumatic event, that it's a tragedy right now, and people are in clinically what we call a state of acute stress. But what that means is, you know, they're confused. They're angry, they're scared, they're sad. But this is all going to settle down. Like any other tragedy that enters the world, you know, we have a period of response, and then we move on in life. And we move on, but those people, many of them, are still struggling. And we forget that 2 years from now, these individuals could be struggling with things like PTSD, traumas in their life, significant impairment. This is how... Sometimes when you ask me, Tracy, all the time, how do you get a mental illness? This is a great example of how some people could get a mental illness, because things like this lead to post-traumatic stress disorder.
Really?
Absolutely. Let's think about 9/11, you know,
right.
It's been years, but still, we still think about that, and still we might wake up on 9/11 and feel sad, but the people who were there on that day, can they go to that site? Can their lives ever be the same? Can the people who lost people in that ever be the same? Do they have flashbacks? Do they have nightmares? Can they make it through a night without a nightmare of that day ever again?
There was a woman who was caught in a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And she had her two boys with her.
Okay.
And she tried to get solace, and one of the neighbors wouldn't open the door.
Oh, my gosh.
And they found her children dead. Because, you know, she couldn't hold on to them.
Wow.
Through the water, through the hurricane. And I was like, wow. But how, as a mom, how, as a person, how do you deal with the devastation?
Mm-hmm.
Because you come back and some people are wiped out.
Right.
And money doesn't buy restoration.
Money doesn't buy the loss that means the most. I mean, yes, we can rebuild homes. And yes, we can refurnish homes, but that woman lost her children. How does one ever get over losing their children? That grief will always be there. It might not be as intense as it is now, but that woman's life is forever changed.
And then how do you, going into the holiday move,
mm-hmm.
how do you walk through the holidays with uncertainty?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have no, I don't think people realize that when you lose everything,
mm-hmm.
and you can't go back home,
no.
Hotels just aren't. There's nowhere to go.
I feel like whatever. I mean, people celebrate different holidays this time of year, and holidays have different meanings to different people. But I'm gonna go out on a limb and say, for most people, holidays really don't mean buying a ton of gifts and giving them to each other, that they should hold a different value. And it's this at the holidays, where people are separated from their families, away from their homes, have no place of safety.
I know I might as well get it a little transparent.
Okay.
Growing up,
mm-hmm.
as a young girl,
mm-hmm.
I hated the holiday because my father was not a part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so my dad, I had an affinity for a man that I did not know. And I don't think people realize that we make up in our minds who we think our dads are or who we think our parents are that are absent.
But you have this image, and usually it's
this
either
mirage.
One that's soothing or one that is
right.
is causing anger.
And I never got a card.
Mm.
You know, if he had sent a card that said, kiss my foot,
right.
it would have been cool.
Just any type of outreach.
It could have, anything. Anything would have done. Because my birthday is 3 days after Christmas.
Oh, wow.
And I went through the whole holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a miserable, miserable time, even though we smile and we
mm-hmm.
go and we do the gift. And I don't know, and I look back in retrospect of the hide,
because
mm-hmm. you don't tell.
Many don't, you're right.
You don't, I mean,
mm-mm.
you don't tell it.
You don't tell it, but what I know, what I do know about the time, the holidays in a place like Turning Point, is that from this point until well into January, most clients that I would be seeing or other people are seeing are coming in with issues just like that because it's all resurfacing again. That, you know, we could go on the other 11 months out of the year and put our happy faces on and smile and grin, and maybe it doesn't bother us as much. But at the holidays, this stuff is creeping up and it's right in your face again.
Why?
Because
what's
you
so
don't
big about
deal
the holidays? What's so big about the holidays that makes you nuts?
It's a huge trigger. If you don't deal with something, it won't go away. So you said, like, you put on your happy face. You made this image of your dad.
Yeah.
You never, at that point at least, or the example you are giving me, you never dealt with it.
No.
So it's going to creep up. And
there was nothing to deal with. How are you going to deal with this? I mean, it was non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it, during my time, counseling was not encouraged for young people a lot.
Right.
And so you didn't see a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that was that you could kind of like, that was
and
that
not,
era.
And
you
not until after
on.
He died did I get cured. I met him when I was 18.
Okay.
He died when I was 19. I was cured. I was done.
Just like that, Tracy.
Just like that. You know why? Because I know where he is, so he doesn't have to send a card.
So your expectations have changed.
There is none. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So you say to me, how do you fix something like that? Well, there's a prime example. While he was alive and while you were a kid, somebody could have worked with you to change your expectations. Somebody
yeah.
could have worked with you to accept the fact that your dad is not going to give you a card, that your dad is not going to show up at your front door with a present. Somebody could help you to accept that.
Because a lot of times people don't get past it. And I'm blessed. It took a long time because I look at myself and I was really nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was nuts because of family condition, even
mm-hmm.
though I had a loving family, because every family has dynamics.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's a perfect point. Another piece of the craziness of the holidays is that everybody's around their families. Many
yeah.
are. Either you have a family and you're all shoved in together and all around each other like you're normally not, or you have no family. And that's a lonely
yeah.
feeling. But either way, your holidays just bombard you. Family, ads, shopping, money, loss, everything is just boom coming at you at once.
And then dealing with it. And it's okay to talk to a counselor. It's okay to say, you know what, I need to go have a conversation. I lost my uncle, my dad, my brother during
mm-hmm.
the holidays, or they're not here. And my mom used to always do this. It's okay for me to do that.
Right. Well, people most likely are going to deal with it somehow. They're going to turn to drugs or alcohol.
We're going to drink it away.
We're going to drink it away. We're going to sleep it away. We're going to have a depressive episode, and we're going to lay in bed until January and then maybe emerge.
Or we're going to spend it away.
We're going to spend. We're going to do something. We're going to cope somehow. Or you could choose a healthy way to go about it, and you could seek services with somebody right now. You could go and talk about this and change things for yourself.
How important is it that we say, become very, very honest with ourselves and say, you know what, I know I got a problem?
Well, there are some, and I believe in this myself, that if you don't take responsibility for your feelings, your thoughts, and your actions, that you're likely not going to be able to be very successful at changing. That's the first step, is that I have to have some control or power or responsibility in this situation. So even though in this situation, like you gave with your dad, that he is a grown adult and he should be held accountable. But if you were to come to counseling as a child, the only person in front of me would have been you, Tracy.
Right.
And your feelings and your thoughts and
right.
your behaviors that we needed to own and work through. So if you were feeling lonely.
Because I think the reason why I brought it up is because I know that now as an adult, even though that I am past it and I do well, you know, mm-hmm. and I've been blessed. And I say that really God has truly blessed me with a good, sound, almost non-crazy mind.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other people that are out there like me.
Right.
That have certain things that trigger during this holiday season,
mm-hmm.
whether it be no dad,
mm-hmm.
whether it be a lost family member, whether it be feeling rejection,
mm-hmm.
'cause rejection is huge.
Right. There's people who are around family members who have been their sexual predators. They're abusers. There's people who are forced into situations where they've been in recovery and now there's alcohol all around them. There's people who are forced into situations where they want to give something and have no money for it. I mean, it's just it is. If there is a trigger, it's most likely one of them are going to come up at the holidays.
Wow.
And what always fascinates me at this time of year is that in mental health, we see such a decrease. Like, these are hard months in mental health. A lot of times our census is low. People aren't coming in for outpatient. But we're seeing them in the emergency rooms. We're seeing people on our crisis stabilization unit, which is like almost like a hospital, but it's voluntary and a little bit less restrictive environment. But you see people in crisis. So you know that there's things happening. You know
Wow.
that there's a need, but people tend to turn to their unhealthy ways of coping at this time of year. And this might be the one time, like, listening to the show, maybe you'll think, okay, let me try something different this year.
Yeah, because every year it happens. It reoccurs everywhere, like clockwork.
The holidays are coming. Whatever holiday it is you celebrate, they're on the calendar and they're coming.
And it's coming. Thanksgiving will be here in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And after Thanksgiving, there is a whirlwind of Christmas parties, and you'll go Christmas until the New Year's. And
right.
and everybody, a lot of times we don't deal with what happens. Because if mom died in June,
mm-hmm.
40 years ago, she always did something at Christmas, and you always become saddened.
Right.
And as we've talked about before, and I'm going to take my break, but we've
mm-hmm.
talked about this before, there's nothing wrong with going to see a counselor,
mm-hmm.
even if there's nothing wrong.
Right. Even if there's nothing wrong and you want to check in, come in.
Because I say that, and I mean that, when I went to a psychologist as an adult,
mm-hmm.
recently, and it's been in the last year, talking with Dr. Sullivan
mm-hmm.
was really like,
mm-hmm.
this is good.
Right. It probably led you in a positive direction.
I was like, this is okay.
Yeah.
I can, like, vent.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll sit there and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And she really is trying to care about what I'm saying and then try to get me to think about what I'm saying. And it's good. It's good to let stuff go.
Right. You're going to let it out. And we understand that sometimes that alone is hard. And we're not going to come in and push you and make you dig until you're ready. We're trained professionals. We know how far you can go and when you're ready to take the next step. And I know that's the fear a lot of people have, is that they're going to come in and they're going to have somebody kind of expose them or push them. And it's not. It's at your own pace. Yes, we're going to.
Is it okay to cry?
I hope so, yeah.
So it's okay to show emotion?
Yes.
Because the reason why I'm getting into this is because when I come back, I'm going to talk to you about, even when we talk about the holidays, a lot of domestic abuse.
Absolutely.
And I want to talk about that, because all that has to deal with not going to see a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of self-abuse.
Right. When there's increased stress or increased depression
yeah.
or anxiety, whatever the heck it is, you're going to see an increase in everything else.
We're going to talk about that, because we need to make sure that we are healthy internally
mm-hmm.
as well as externally.
Right.
And a lot of people deal with the physique.
Mm-hmm. We put on a good image.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we dress up and look great. But there's dynamics that come in that we really need to go see a counselor. And I Turning Point is a great counseling center, and you're located on Belmont Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
You guys take Medicare?
We do. We take Medicare, Medicaid, and we also will help people who don't have any payer source whatsoever, and we can take private insurance as well.
Wow. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. We have Dr. Brandley from Turning Point Counseling, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. A gunman wearing a mask reportedly told a convenience store clerk in Warren to vote for President Obama. The man robbed a convenience food mart Tuesday on Parkman Road. The robber cleaned out the cash register and ran away. No one was hurt in the robbery. A man was listed in stable condition at a hospital yesterday after he was struck by a car on Southern Boulevard in Youngstown. The 21-year-old man was walking from Life Skills near Youngstown Christian School. The collision broke the car's windshield. And backers of a defeated ballot proposal to revise Ohio's redistricting process say the state's political map, not the voters, determined Tuesday's congressional and legislative races. An analysis released yesterday by Voters First showed all 16 Ohio congressional districts went to the party favored by new district lines drawn last year. The same was true for 97 of 99 Ohio House districts. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
On your computer, your iPhone, your Android, your Xbox, use them all to listen to News Talk 600. Visit iHeartRadio.com.
Woo! Hey, this is Pastor Tyrone talking at you. Hey, at the end of the year, we all made some sort of New Year's resolution. Hey, how's that going? I'd like to encourage you towards one addendum to your resolution. Be resolved to love all the more. And if you're able, join us in love, prayer, and giving at HeartReach. You can reach us anytime. Check us out on the web. You can reach us at www.heartreach.com or hit us on Facebook. Or if you're so inclined, call us at 330-744-2000. We're an inner city organization of believers present to make a difference for the glory of God. We are transforming our community one child at a time. And that's what we do at HeartReach, and we hope the listening audience across the nation will do the same. Be resolved to love all the more, and hit us at HeartReach. We love you. Woo!
Salem Community Hospital offers a variety of services to help you and your loved ones feel better close to home. Depression is not a normal part of aging. If you are persistently sad and withdrawn from family and friends, or have lost pleasure in activities you once enjoyed, Salem Community Hospital's Behavioral Medicine and Wellness Center offers hope for a brighter tomorrow. The Behavioral Medicine and Wellness Center offers a structured daily program of group therapy and medication management, provided by a caring professional staff. The center's supportive environment is enhanced by the addition of individual and family counseling if needed. If you or someone you love is struggling with depression or another mental illness, call the Behavioral Medicine and Wellness Center at Salem Community Hospital to learn more about the treatment options available. 330-337-4935 or visit our website at salemhosp.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care.
Join Turning Point Counseling Services on Thursday, November 8th for a special discussion with Dr. Brandi Kelly on how to deal with the holiday blues. Many people experience an increase in depressed mood, anxiety, and substance abuse. Dr. Kelly will explore ways to cope with the holiday blues. Find out more. Call Turning Point Counseling Services at 330-744-2991. That's 330-744-2991.
The Curiosity Shop, located in Canfield, Ohio on Route 224, is an upscale consignment shop with downtown charm and fashion-forward taste. A women's clothing and accessory store that offers carefully selected items with friendly service in a boutique-like atmosphere. The Curiosity Shop is never overcrowded and always a great shopping experience. Ann Klein, Escada, Liz Claiborne, Ann Taylor, Dana Bugman, and more. From petite to full figure, the Curiosity Shop is the place for you. Open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4. Located on Route 224 in the Hilltop Village Plaza next to McDonald's in Canfield. It's fashion on a budget. It's the Curiosity Shop.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spot. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pick-up and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's Kingly, it's clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
This is Henry Nemmons, inviting you to shop Nemmons IGA on the square in Canfield, the Lincoln Knowles Plaza, or Creed Street in Struthers. Nemmons IGA meats are USDA choice. Nemmons Bakery makes all cakes from scratch, the very best Italian bread in town. Nemmons IGA, quality you deserve. Quality, selection, and value. That's Nemmons IGA.
The Wolves have arrived. Wolf's Den Bar and Grill, a Blue Wolf establishment, has arrived in Girard with the same great food and good times that made Blue Wolf Tavern famous. Come feed your hunger and thirst at the newest bar and grill in the Mahoning Valley. With its homemade food, delicious drink specials, and wide selection of beers, Wolf's Den is the place to meet your family and friends for lunch and dinner. Plus, catch all your favorite sports on our high-def TVs. Wolf's Den Bar and Grill, 1300 North State Street, Route 422 in Girard at the Creekside Golf Dome. Visit us on Facebook or WolvesDenBarAndGrill.com.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. The number here is 347-945-5229. We have the opportunity to have Dr. Brandy with us every second Thursday of the month, and she comes in, and she's always so informative and always so kind and so bubbly. And what you hear in her voice, you know how you listen to people's voices and you make an image of them? She looks like she sounds.
Oh, that's good.
It's a good thing. And she's this little bubbling blonde that comes in, and I have the opportunity to watch her work and watch her present at board meetings. And you know, there are some people who go to work to work. The people over at Turning Point, Joe Sylvester, Dr. Brandy, these people really care. It's really, really amazing, because I don't think they do it because of the money. They do it because they care about what they do, and then they just happen to get paid for it.
Right. I would say that the majority of the people who are employed at Turning Point are passionate about what they do. And, I mean, it's not the highest paid profession, so most of them come to work because they want to make a difference.
And they do. And I say that because I watch this, and I watch them vigorously try to make sure that they have mental health services to people who don't have full funding.
Right.
You have know how hard it is to fight for a cause for people when you don't have the resources, and to go out and make a bureaucracy say, listen, these people need to have counseling and have the accessibility to mental health.
Right, and we want equal resources for everybody. We're fortunate in that we receive funding from the Mahoning County Mental Health Board to help service people who don't have any income or health insurance. But you get the same service, and I don't think people always realize that. No, you get the same service regardless of your payer source, the same quality, the same access to the different services. And And I think people will sometimes think, oh, well, I don't have money, I'm going to get lesser than.
It's not true.
But it's really not.
I can say it. I will not put you guys have no idea. I think I am the reason why I don't have the wealth that I have because I don't take everybody's money. Even if you have bad food, I will not advertise your restaurant. I'm serious. I will not advertise bad food, and I do not allow Dr. Brandy and them come in here. They would not be here if I would not recommend them and if I did not need them and go to them myself.
Mm-hmm.
I would go and say, you know, I'd go to Turning Point. And I would get mental health help if I thought I needed it because I think that they'll give me a good job. Mm-hmm. It's not just because, oh, I can just buy it.
Right.
We're just not going to do that.
We really do try hard to make sure that we do the right research, go to the right presentations, make sure we know the most current treatment modalities or methods so that we can make sure that we're giving people the best that they can get. Because that's what people deserve. Because it's hard to make a decision to come in. And you deserve the best treatment.
And with respect and dignity.
Right. Those are, like, foundation principles. Like, you should always...
You gotta know Joe.
Yeah. You gotta know Joe. He will definitely... He's a good-hearted... I mean, to have an agency who's run by a good-hearted individual, you know, not just a good professional, is... It's probably not something you come across every single day.
But you get
treated with dignity and you get treated with respect. And if by chance you don't have a favorable time when you're there, thank you, then you ask for me or you ask for Joe and it will be taken care of. But I don't really think that's the case. You're going to come in and you're going to meet a smiling face and you're going to have some coffee in the lobby and you're going to have a counselor that comes out that wants to work with you.
And I might as well throw some friends of mine under the bus. I have some friends who have gone over to Turning Point and have been clients there, and they have given me great feedback on how they were treated and how it helped them with their own mental health.
Really? That's great to hear.
You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't know that.
I can't tell you everything.
Please.
That's the safe stuff. Hey, South Carolina, how are you, darling? 843, your mic is on.
I am doing great. I am out here doing my little duty here for Toys for Tots. I like to hear. It's been a while since I've heard her on. Where have you been hiding?
I come once a month.
This is Dr. Brandy, right?
This is Dr. Brandy.
It is. Thank
Dr.
you.
Dr. Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, you don't have to just wait for mental health stuff to come on. You can come out and talk to us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know what else I have to talk about, but I'll keep that in mind.
Well, she's a Masonista.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
So have you been listening to our shows about mental health, and have you been listening to us talking about the holidays and stuff like that? I was just wondering what your thoughts were.
Yeah, that's the holidays has always been, you know, one of the things. I'm former military, and I know how those guys, you know, get around the holidays being away from home. And it's almost like, you know, a week before Thanksgiving, they go into a totally different mode. I mean, you know, they're not their usual jovial, happy self, you know. They're sad, and they can't get home and get, you know, mama's turkey and gravy and, you know, homemade cranberry sauce, and it's like they're in that funk until about, you know, 2 weeks after the new year.
Right. No, thank you for bringing that up. The people who are in the military and serving our country and they're away from their families. And you're right. I bet that right before Thanksgiving hits, you probably see a bunch of men and women who are acting completely different than they normally do. They're probably angry or sad or lonely.
Yeah.
Missing their families.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
You know what?
I mean, we're hard jawheads and everything, but we love our families.
I'm looking at the chief seats. So, you know, we go on vacation for Christmas. If I have the opportunity, If somebody says, well, Tracy, you want to go to Africa on a safari for Christmas, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. You have a choice. I mean, it's a choice, and it is a choice to be in the military, but you've had time to kind of, like, think about that decision, and you're going to a happy, warm place or a happy whatever is in a safari. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
But it's much different, I mean, than being separated from your children and your spouse and war zones.
I guess so, huh? It's not vacation.
I mean, it must already take so much strength to even get up in the morning and to try to be happy and then to have, you know, the holidays in your face and know that you're separated from your family. I can't imagine how hard that would be.
I never thought about, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I'll see you guys in 6 months and I'm deployed and, you know, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess because I don't have kids.
Mm. Well,
I guess children make a difference. I'm not married. So I guess does that make a difference, right, South Carolina? I don't have a clue, do I?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was in for 6 years. I was in for 6 years, and 5 of those years I was away from friends and family.
Wow, 5 years.
On Christmas
years.
And Thanksgiving. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was that like
first,
for you?
Oh. Well, the first year was I didn't really have time to think about it because I went to boot camp. I left the boot camp on October 31st, 1982. I was in boot camp for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and almost made Valentine's Day. But they had me so busy, you know, running around trying to become a Marine that it didn't really bother me. Now, the following year, when I was the next Christmas came up, and I was down in Honduras, so I didn't really have time for that. The next mm-hmm. Christmas came around, I was in Okinawa, Japan. So, you know, it's like, it is really kind of rough, but a lot of times, you know, the thing for me was I tried to fill my day up with as much stuff as possible, so I really couldn't and didn't think about it. It was the time when my brain kind of got to relax or right before you go to sleep, you start thinking about it, and it really bothers me, you know.
You know, it interests me that you say that you tried to fill your time up because that's what sort of I was kind of talking with Tracy about a little bit is that when you are faced with the holidays and you're separated from your family or you're lonely or whatever, you're going to do something to keep your mind off of it because you're right. As soon as your mind goes to it, all those negative feelings kick in. And I imagine, you know, you're in the military and doing very positive things, but there's a lot of other people who try to numb their mind and run away doing things that are so harmful for themselves. And that I think, you know, those people really need to reach out and get some help as well who don't have anybody around them or anybody helping them and don't have anything to do like you're talking about that you had to do.
Yeah. Now, we had a lot of guys that were doing, you know, they were doing a lot of weightlifting, particularly, you know, they were doing a lot of 12-ounce curls. And for those, Tracy, do you know what a 12-ounce curl is?
I know what a 12-ounce curl is. Do you know what a 12-ounce curl is?
No.
It doesn't involve a little barbell.
It's beer?
Yeah.
Oh, libations. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
They would.
No, I have no idea.
Right. So they're running away. They're running away from it.
Yeah. How do you?
On the base, they would sell the 24 beers to the. It was called a suitcase, and those guys mm-hmm. would go through 4 or 5 of them, you know, easily over a holiday weekend.
Right. I wonder what they were feeling. Like, what do you think those guys would say? Like, if they weren't drinking, you know, the pain away, what would they, like, what did they talk about, like, when you guys would chat about being away from your families? Like, what did the guys say?
Well, most of the guys would talk about, I wonder what my girlfriend's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I bet my family's sitting down to the table about right now, or, you know, my Uncle Joe called. And what's crazy is, you know, a lot of times when the guys didn't get the phone calls
mm-hmm.
or they didn't call home, they did better than when they did call home.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because when they hear Mama's voice that's when they start kind of getting what I call the mother grubs.
That's a good word for it. It's hard when it's right there and you know you're not there. That's hard.
Yeah.
I got a question for you with this because I only have you for a few more minutes. There are a lot of. I just talked to a woman earlier today, and she and her children's father are not together.
Mm-hmm.
How do we deal with split families?
Right, and how are children affected
by that?
by that, because how hard is it to try to decide, you know, where you're going or who you're going to be with, or to be, okay, so when you're the mom and you're with your kids and then you know they're with their dad, like, that's got to feel sad. That's got to feel lonely.
Yeah, I mean, because how do you go through your holidays,
mm-hmm.
and dad has them over the Christmas holiday?
Right. You don't.
So he gets the thrill of watching them open the presents,
mm-hmm.
and you get the thrill of watching and chasing them down the street when they're sick.
Right. Right. I imagine that would bring a lot of anger.
That, yeah.
I think that
anger, frustration, stress,
right.
and alcohol.
Right, right. And so, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, if that's the court arrangement and the kids are going to be, you know, Christmas with dad or Christmas with mom, depending how it is, okay, so there's nothing we can do to change that. But if you want, there are things that you could do to change you, to help you enjoy the holidays, to help you find some type of peace, some type of happiness. Maybe not the happiness that you would have if your kids were there, but something better than what you got going on now.
You'll be back next month, but I want to ask, I don't know what we're going to talk about next month, but I'm looking at this male thing. How do men, after divorce,
okay.
you know, we think that men are heartless.
Oh, okay.
I mean, seriously, I mean, women...
I think of it as women are permitted by society to probably show more emotion, and men
yes.
still sometimes feel pressure to suck it up.
Men are heartless, you know, they don't care. But I'm finding out that's not true.
Right.
And so after the split up,
mm-hmm.
and the children are not there, or they're not with their families.
Okay.
After the divorce, and you have a divorce for many years,
mm-hmm.
I find that men have a hard time going through the holidays just like women.
Oh, absolutely. Men and women both struggle, no matter what the topic is. They're all affected. Women and men cope differently, and we show our emotions differently. Many do, not all. But we can't forget about guys. They suffer too.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I have Dr. Brandy with me from Turning Point Counseling. And Turning Point Counseling is a counseling center that is located both in Youngstown and Struthers.
Right, Youngstown, Struthers, and a little bitty office in Sebring.
In Sebring.
Yes.
And what's the phone number for people to call and make appointments? Tell us what the arrangements are. How do I go about if I want to be a counselor and what I can do?
Right. If you want to come to Turning Point and you're not already a client, you call 330-744-2991, and you'll get a prompt that says, are you interested in becoming a client? You press that, and then you'll be connected with our intake coordinator. Her name is Julie. She's very warm and friendly. She'll get some information from you, basically your name, your address, a little bit, just a little blurb about what's going on, and she'll get you an appointment set up. It's pretty easy, and you'll usually get in within a couple days.
Now, you have one-on-one counseling.
We have one-on-one. We have about 12 different groups. So I know some people are like, groups, I don't know. But when you're sitting with people who have the same issues going on as you, sometimes that's very comforting. We have case management services, which are people who can help you kind of with the basic needs types of things, food, clothing. People who can, they also kind of help you connect you with resources, things like that. We have prescribers, so these are like doctors or nurse practitioners who can help medicate you if that's something that you're interested in. We have a crisis stabilization unit, so if you feel like you can't be safe or that your feelings are just so strong that you need to be in a different environment, then you could come stay on our crisis unit. I know I'm probably forgetting things. We have an in-house pharmacy. We have a substance abuse program as well as mental health programs. A lot of different things.
And next month, I'll make sure we have a list, because there is... We have to write this down. Because not only that, I know that they're doing almost a complete wraparound services pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And which means they're trying to deal with all aspects.
Right. We do have a partnership with a primary care provider, so that if you don't have a doctor, a medical doctor, you could also see a medical doctor right there.
And so it's a Turning Point Counseling, and you can see, now, Dr. Brandy, you are the director there.
I'm the clinical director. Joe's the executive director.
You're the clinical doctor, so you make sure that we all stay sane.
I try.
So tell me, do you do any sessions?
I do have some clients. I feel like it's important that I don't want to lose touch. I went into this profession because I wanted to be a counselor, and so I still do work with some clients, amongst the other things I have to do, but I have to say that's probably the most meaningful. hearing from people.
Dr. Brandy, thank you for coming in and hanging out with me today. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. I'll be back after my break. Don't forget that I'm collecting goods and services. Non-perishable clean blankets, non-perishable items, batteries, lanterns, toothbrushes, toothpaste, things that you think you might need if the lights went out. And brand new blankets. We do not have a sanitizer. I can't go through all that.
A candle.
Candles are unsafe, but electric candles.
Okay.
They have these great and batteries. They have these great lanterns at Walgreens that they go up to a high. They're LCD. They're battery operated. And then don't forget the hand warmers. The hand warmers you can buy at Dick's Sporting Goods. We use them for football games, but just think about it. You wouldn't mind having those hand warmers inside your boots and in your gloves if you're sitting in a cold house underneath your blanket. We'll be right back. Thank you, Dr. Brandy.
Thank you.
We appreciate you listening to Tracy and Friends. Again, the number is 347-945-5229, and I will be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It's been 11 days since Hurricane Sandy slammed New Jersey. Thousands there and in several other states are still without power. An early winter storm this week isn't helping matters, and now there's talk it's time to make a big change. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
It does seem an exercise in futility. Put a power line up, only to have the next storm knock it down.
In areas where hurricanes repeatedly come, that's exactly what they do. Put it up, it gets torn down, and they put it back up again.
Clark Gellings at the Electric Power Research Institute says burying cables sounds tempting.
To put it all underground, electricity and water, they don't mix. And you don't really solve the problem of a storm that has a lot of water with it.
Plus, it's expensive, $1 million a mile. Gellings advocates selective burying and making what's overhead stronger. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says this week's storm will slow the recovery effort, but added that a gas rationing program's improved another problem.
We're seeing results since putting in place the odd-even system. I've driven around the state in the last 2 days. I've barely seen any fuel lines anymore.
The every-other-day system may be removed next week. Emotions are high in a Tucson courtroom today. Jared Loughner is being sentenced to life in prison without parole for the shooting that killed 13 and wounded 6, including former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. She's in the courtroom. In the wake of big Election Day losses, Republican leaders are reexamining the way ahead.
We want intellectually accessible and intelligent answers about social issues, but we do want that economic opportunity. There are more women small business owners in this country than men. So, I think women, I think minorities, I think everybody wants the same thing, but Republicans have got to modernize the message.
ABC News consultant Nicole Wallace, the top advisor to the McCain and Bush campaign, says that means rethinking positions on abortion, homosexuality, and immigration. The Dow is down 49 points. This is ABC News.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
If you like painting and saving money, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% off paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, November 9th through the 12th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Black Friday may soon have to be renamed Black Thursday. ABC's Daniela Bellotta tells us why.
If you served Thanksgiving dinner early last year so that you could get your hands on some Black Friday deals, this year you may be taking your turkey and all the fixings to go. Some retailers are opening their doors even earlier on Thanksgiving Day at 8 p.m. And some of the doorbuster deals, they're already on the web. They weren't leaked. They're being released to try to maximize holiday sales. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
Doctors in Philadelphia have separated 2 8-month-old girls who were joined at the lower chest and the abdomen. Officials at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia say the 7-hour procedures to separate Allison and Amelia Tucker were completed yesterday afternoon, and that the sisters from Adams, New York, should be able to live full, healthy, and independent lives. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Does your furnace need
new Airborne Hot Soothing Mix with 14 vitamins, minerals, and herbs, including vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, zinc, and echinacea? New Airborne Hot Soothing Mix, real immune support.
The Curiosity Shop, located in Canfield, Ohio on Route 224, is an upscale consignment shop with downtown charm and fashion-forward taste. A women's clothing and accessory store that offers carefully selected items with friendly service in a boutique-like atmosphere. The Curiosity Shop is never overcrowded and always a great shopping experience. Ann Klein, Escada, Liz Claiborne, Ann Taylor, Dana Bugman, and more. From petite to full figure, the Curiosity Shop is the place for you. Open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4. Located on Route 224 in the Hilltop Village Plaza next to McDonald's in Canfield. It's fashion on a budget. It's the Curiosity Shop.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, I'm back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I'm Hello Malone, and so I'm going to need for you guys to call in and fill up the gap. Fit Family Doris is usually here right after Dr. Brandy, and she took her, since I kept on blowing her off during the election, she told me to kick her off, and she'll be back next month. And or we'll try to reschedule her to come on, but we'll be talking with her again. And so we will be doing that. So from now until the end of the show, we have open mic, and the number is 347-945-5229, and do want you to come on and hang out with us. I want to talk about some stuff. I want to keep you guys letting you know and to continue to let you know that next Friday I'm going to be driving to New Jersey. New Jersey is, so that you guys know, I don't have any family members there. I have a friend who was from here. He used to be the captain of the Salvation Army here, Captain Forrester, and they stationed him in East Orange, New Jersey. And he called me to see if I could help him with someone here, and in the conversation, a light bulb came on and said, you know, we need to go and help them in New Jersey. And so Governor Romney, while he was running, he wanted people who came to the rallies to pile up canned goods so that we could distribute them into to the victims of New York and New Jersey. And everybody said it was a political ploy, and so, you know, people came and gave, and they distributed the things back out. But I want to continue to keep the giving going in the Mahoning Valley. So in doing so, I have decided that I am going to do like the Clampets, and I'm going to pack up a truck, and I'm going to go to New Jersey next week, and I'm going to distribute food and warm blankets and necessary items to people in need. It snowed last night. They had what they call a nor'easter. I don't know who the nor or the easter is, but I just know it's snow and it's cold and it's wet, and I would want somebody to come and see about me. And so I'm going to head out of here next week. Anybody that wants to roll out with me, give me a call, because I'm flying by the seat of my pants. I know nothing, but I'm going to do this because it's a need. It needs to happen, and it needs to be done. Pick up. You can drop off your canned goods and your new blankets. You can buy cheap blankets, but they have to be new blankets. And don't forget batteries, hand heaters, and those kinds of things. But you can drop them off at the Mahoning County Republican Headquarters at 621 Boardman Canfield Road. The phone number there is 330-629-7006. And their hours are Monday through Friday from 1 p.m. until 6 p.m. And on Saturday, you can drop them off from 9 a.m. until 1. Ambassador Technologies, located at 3633 Belmont Avenue. It's in Liberty Township behind the McDonald's across the street from Walmart. And their phone number is 330-759-9700, and you can drop them off Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. or Saturday from noon until 5. Fit Family, located in Austintown. It's on Route 4645 North Canfield Road, Suite 200. There you can drop them off Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and their phone number is 330-793-4466. Talk to Mr. Charlie Staples down at Staples Barbecue. You can drop them off at his place from 12 noon until probably around 9 o'clock at night down there at Charlie Staples. He's open Monday through Saturday. So you could always catch him down there. And I'm trying to find another couple locations on the south side. So those are all the locations that I have right now. And as I continue to build this list and continue to get this out, please, 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 please give until you can't give anymore. We're going to go. We're going to make it happen. If you've already given to the – do not take stuff that you would take to the normal shelter, because Second Harvest Food Banks need your help too. This is on top of that. We need to help here, but we need to help there. The number here is 347-945-5229. Want to hear from you today. It is open mic for the rest of the day. Someone just put inside the chat room, and I can't play it online because they curse too much. But I did listen to it, and it's like, no! I am a person that is a part of the media. I'm a part of the journalist. And I should be responsible for what goes out on the air. But I post things on my Facebook page because I like the First Amendment. I like the right to free speech. I like being able to say what I want to say, do what I want to do, and get away with it. I think it's wonderful. I think it's cool. And it's a good thing to do. And it's okay to have opposing opinions. But what I'm finding is, people judge you by your opinion instead of letting your opinion be your opinion and letting their opinion be their opinion. And if we get too sensitive about the opinions about other people, then we need to be careful. We need to be very, very, very careful, because you don't want anyone to silence your opinion. Did I give the wrong address out? I'm sorry. It's 3622. Sorry about that. 3622 Belmont Avenue. Sorry about that. For Ambassador of Technologies behind McDonald's in Suite 200, Suite 2. Sorry about that. And I'll come back and do that again. But your First Amendment rights, the right to free speech, you know, I posted something on my Facebook page yesterday, and it was a photo of the Statue of Liberty with her hand in her head, her head in her hands, and with the flag with and where the stars with stars belong in our American flag, it had a symbol of President Obama's logo. And I put it there because I believe that the Democrat Party is going to take away freedoms, not your freedom, but freedoms that you actually should hold dear. And so the Statue of Liberty is about liberation, and it's about freedom. And her holding her head with her hands says something. And people really were, you know, outraged that I would even repost this image. And I'm like, but you, I do talk radio, y'all. And this is, you know, someone sent it to me, and when I first saw it, because I didn't have the graphic of it, but it spoke to me because it was in my head. It was in my head when she had her hands. And she put them up to her head and said, "What are you doing?" And I don't think we understand when you let your freedoms become restrained, it puts you in bondage. And that's what I see with a large government. And a girlfriend of mine who I love, she said, "I can't believe you shared this. This was so disrespectful." Disrespectful to whom? President Obama is not a person. This isn't about his personality. It's about his platform that he stood on within the Democratic Party. That's what this is. This is not about him personally. I'm not saying I don't like his wife and his two kids. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that he's an idiot. Don't think I don't, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when I read the platform of the Democrat Party, I believe that our freedoms are going to be restrained. And when you restrain freedom, the more freedom that you restrain, the less of America that we know and that we love we will be able to participate in. That's what it means to me. And we need to know the difference of that. 914, how are you, darling?
How are you? I listened to part of your show, but I had to shovel some snow and go back and forth to my two cars here. But I wanted to say something that came to me. You know, Tracy, I know you're a longtime Christian, as I am. And, you know, I look at this and I think about what happened, what was it, back in the 80s, the shake and bake that happened to the churches, the confusion that went over, the evangelists that spoke untruths across the airwaves. And this country is now in a shake and bake. That's what I see right now. I see that we're in a dilemma that whatever we say is going to be construed wrong. And we have our rights to our beliefs as anybody, Democratic, Republican, whatever. We have a right to our beliefs. And we have to vent because that's just what America is. You have to vent. And
well, I don't think we've learned how to respect. And I have to respect your opinion even if I don't like it.
Right.
And your opinion does not shape you. It's just who you are.
I don't think anybody, you know, the things that they paint Obama and all this, I don't think that's right. I mean, I just don't. You know, I think we can have a conversation and be civil. But civil has gone out the door. And this is where people are talking at each other. I get so frustrated. I tried to go on air last night, believe it or not, 2 o'clock in the morning. In a radio station here, in a local radio station, and they said they wanted me to frame the question. They didn't want to hear about a certain particular person that's helping people in the media. And I said, that's fine. Call back another time. What I want to say about your show is you let everybody, whatever they are, whatever faith, whatever political stance they are, you let them on, and there's not a suffocation. There's like, I know I can go on the air tomorrow and talk to Tracy. I know I could say, I could vent, and if she tells me to shut up, I'll shut up. You know, that's what America is. You know,
well, that's what it's supposed to be about.
And you go and you listen to The View today, and let's consider another conversation. You know, let's consider maybe the Republicans should be maybe letting gay marriage in. Maybe they should have did this. Maybe they should have did that. And I'm like, but why? Half of America voted the way they wanted to. You saw the statistics.
Listen.
You saw.
I think Jeff said this best yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Tracy Winbush, and I am a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republican stands for pro-life, traditional marriage, and fiscal responsibility and conservative and fiscal spending. It believes in small government. It believes that it should be open and equal to all people for access. It believes it gives people the right for free independence and not a lot of government programming. That is the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
The day that the Republican Party changes some of those fundamental ideals, then Tracy Winbush will no longer be a Republican.
Right.
Now, the Republicans may never win another race, and they may never win another anything, but I am not going to be disingenuous to who I am because this is what I stand for. And as long as the Republican Party stands by those fundamental principles, not based on personality but based on their platform, I will stand with them. The day that they change that platform is the day that I will go find another platform to stand on, even if I stand alone. You don't change who you are based upon public opinion and popular opinion. I don't care what happens. That's what's wrong with America today. We've stepped our standards down trying to become something that we're not.
Right.
Made in the USA used to mean something.
That's right.
Born in the USA used to mean something. Now, it's just a cliche.
Did you see on the it's probably all over the internet anyway, the kid, I don't even know what state this was, they basically said F Israel. I mean, these kids, these young kids,
yeah,
get on the street and they,
yeah,
just go off and they don't understand. I mean, this is not how we should be talking. Even if people think it, it's just so disrespectful. Nobody has a clue of what the ramifications can be. You know, this nation needs to be protected. And they just think that we can have a conversation with a person that wants to see us annihilated. And there is no conversation with this man. I call him Mama Dinner Jacket, but you know, there is no conversation with this Iranian president. I don't think there is. If there is, then prove me wrong, but I don't know how you can sit and say how he feels about Israel.
Well, those conflicts in the Middle East are based on religion, and they've been going on for thousands of years.
They're going to continue to the end.
In one generation,
they're going to continue to the end. That's always going to be. But what I'm saying is, you know, I'm watching all these news. What the Republicans need to do to change? They need to do some changing, but they need to do some listening. But in the change, they don't change their platform. And in the listening, they need to open up their ears to hear. But the problem that I find is black folks, Hispanic folks, they're not talking.
Right.
Well, I was. I heard Karl Rove and Dick Morris on the news the other night, and what the Republican Party has realized is demographics of the country are changing. You have a lot of single women who are unmarried, who have careers now, who don't have families, and they don't want the government to dictate to them the way they should lead their lives. And also you have a growing divergence in terms of the racial makeup of the country, and the Republican Party is going to have to become a much larger tent. It's going to have to change its policies on immigration, and it's going to have to change its policies on things in terms of equal pay for women in the workplace, and it may have to change its policy on certain types of reproductive rights. Because
you
do have a lot of single women in the population.
Philly, listen what I'm saying. If the Republican Party is based on Judeo-Christian fundamental principles, if that's what their premise is, because remember, but the majority of evangelicals sit as a base, just like black folks sit as the base of the Democrat Party, but that's another issue for another day. Then tell me, if I believe that there's hierarchy in order, that women are equal and they're equal partners, but there's hierarchy in order when it comes to family life, I believe a woman should get paid equally for what she does. But women are not men. And I'm just saying, this is just my opinion.
But
women are not
the
men.
Matter is that you have more women in postgraduate education today than you have men. So therefore, you may have women in the workplace who have the same qualifications as men. So the whole issue of equal pay, regardless of gender, is a very real issue, because you may have women that have credentials that are equal or surpass the men that are their counterparts.
But what I'm saying is, you're right. There are little nuances that we need to get in there. But if you start talking about reproductive rights, and we're going to start opening up and saying we support abortion, then we're no longer who we are.
Right.
Oh, what I'm saying is that you're going to have to support certain aspects of contraception and certain other things in terms of reproductive rights. Because more single women, you have more single women in the population than ever before.
What does that have to do?
Who are living their lives by themselves, and they don't want the government to dictate to them what their reproductive rights should be.
We're not trying to dictate their reproductive rights. What we're trying to say is the government's not paying for it.
Yeah, if the government doesn't pay for it, then that's the stance that the Republican Party needs to make, is that the government will not get involved in the personal business of people's reproductive
You're missing the point. That's missing the point. But the government's not going to pay for it. The government's not going to pay for abortions. We're not going to pay for contraceptives. We're not going to make the Catholic Church pass out contraceptives.
But then you can't put on your platform that you're directly against single women going out to seek an abortion if they
choose
to.
Yes, we can. Yes, in our platform, that's not
we
what
have
it says.
It. Oh, yeah.
That's not what our platform says. Our platform says we are a pro-life, and we do not support entities such as Planned Parenthood that support government paid for contraceptives and abortions. That's what it says, pretty much.
The way to change the whole issue of abortion is to make it a medical procedure. Which
you're missing the point.
To
I don't agree. That's not a Republican platform. That's a Democrat platform. So why would I change to become a Democrat platform?
What
so
I'm
that
saying
I can win?
Is that the way the Republican Party needs to approach the issue of abortion is to make it seem as a medical procedure, which is difficult to have performed only in extreme circumstances.
But it's
no,
still,
I disagree.
It's still the same.
I disagree. Democrats, women don't want to hear that. Women want to have the same rights. Go ahead, Tracy.
But you can't force people to do something they don't want. You can't force somebody that eats meat and have them become a vegan. You know, you can't force upon people. Where does the government draw the line? If it's in medical care, and you're saying this, what about when you go to the doctor's office and you're denied under this health care because you're overweight, and they find out, they say to you, well, what are you eating? Well, I'm eating a steak, and I'm having, you know, fries, and, well, you're not going to have this procedure. You're not going to have this thing because you are irresponsible with your own body. What do you say then?
But
£300.
What I don't understand about what you're saying is the insurance company are already telling you that.
What do you say to them?
No, but that was the whole purpose of getting rid of the pre-existing condition.
Hey, Philadelphia, I need for Stanley to go ahead and finish his comment, and then you make yours.
Okay. Let's take the Obama out of the thing. Insurance company already tell you many things that you're not allowed to do. So stop pretending like insurance company are all behind you and they all want you. Insurance company are there to make profit. Let me finish. If they found that you need to have an operation that will cost them a lot of money, they'll find a way to make you not go to that operation and say, sorry, we're not covering you for that. That's a fact.
But we're talking about government. Go ahead, Philadelphia, and I'm going to pull up 269 in a minute.
Yeah, in the past, insurance companies, they worked according to an actuarial type system. Where
they still
they,
do.
Well, and that's the reason why they didn't want to insure people who had pre-existing conditions. But now that the government has said you can't use it as a stipulation to deny someone insurance, there's no way they can go in and use a person's diet or their lifestyle to deny forms of medical treatment.
No, they don't deny you forms of medical. What they do is they increase your rates. You go in as a smoker, you will pay more. And when they get done testing your blood, I just talked to a guy today who's a lab tech for a blood lab tech. He said if he has a cup of your urine, a vial of blood, and a strand of hair, he can tell you what you've done almost all your life. You got to understand, you know, it's already there. I'm saying if you want to pay for a contraceptive, it's not a government program. It should not be paid for by the government. And the Republican Party, if you're going to be different, be different. And no matter how the world changes, you don't change because the world changes.
I'm not saying that the Republican Party needs to change because the world changes. I'm saying that the demographics of the situation are one in which they won't win another national election if they don't bring
true.
These other groups.
That's not true.
You
want me to tell you why?
That's a lie. That's true.
In four years, they won't have the black factor. And if you look at how this race was won, it was definitely run by the black factor. And you can't scare black folks for the rest of your life in the voting.
But they will still have the factor of single women in the population who are professional, who don't want to be dictated to by the government. They will still have the factor of having to deal with Hispanics as well.
But the problem is Republican Party was not trying to dictate what a woman could and could not do.
Tracy, Romney said that if he was going to be president, he was going to basically there was going to be two Supreme Court judges that was going to come in, and they were going to do everything in their power to reverse Roe versus Wade. And Roe,
he didn't say
Roe
you did not hear no, you did not hear Stanley, you did not hear him say that.
You're misquoting that.
You did not hear him say that
no,
in those words. You did not hear him say that in those words.
He was pro-life. And he was going to bring exactly, it was the time.
It was not, listen, Roe versus Wade was not going to be reversed. But what they were not going to do is they were not going to ease the ability for people to get abortions. I'm telling y'all, that there's no way that could happen. You don't have enough people on the Supreme Court, and he was not going to have a majority like that. But right now, you have too many eases and late-term abortions and all this kind of mess going around. And if a child goes in and wants to have an abortion and she's 16, I can't, as her parent, know about it because she's got her rights. There's some crazy laws out there. And the government is not going to pay for your abortion.
Why is it, Tracy, that they'll pay for an abortion and a murder? And Obama, by his own mouth, Stanley, says, I know a 78-year-old just had open-heart surgery that saved her life in Columbia Presbyterian, okay? Suppose they just say, sorry, we're not going to open you up. Just take a pill.
Go ahead.
You think that's infringing?
I was going to do that.
Yeah.
You think that's infringing?
Let me first add this.
Suddenly the government.
What'd you say, 269? Because Stanley's just running off the mouth.
Okay.
He got diarrhea.
Well, I'm going to say this is a rare occasion, but I think I agree with Tracy.
Huh?
In one
what the
occasion.
Hell
What'd you say?
I actually think I agree with you on one thing.
I can't hear you, huh?
Say it louder.
I said I agree with you on one issue.
Oh, man.
and that's this. I don't think that the Republican Party should change any of their core beliefs if that's what they believe. But I also agree with the other caller that, see, the thing is, if those core beliefs, if they don't necessarily affect the Latino community, and particularly the ones about, you know, pro-life and smaller government, if in fact those core issues don't negatively affect the Latino community, then there is no draw for the Latino community to leave the Democratic Party and join the Republican Party. So when you're talking about the elections into the future, what is the drawing card to draw Latinos to Republicans?
You know what? The problem is they didn't need to be drawn. Most Latinos are Catholic. their issue is not their issues are not abortion. Their issue is immigration. But let's get this straight. The Republicans lost because one, there's a couple factors. One, there was a major that American Latino Dream Act that President Obama signed by executive order was huge. Secondly, Republicans were just stupid. They don't listen. See, when you only have a few Hispanics and a few blacks and a few women at the table, you need to go sit down with them, like I said on yesterday, and find out what do I need to say? What needs to happen here? And put them a part of their strategy team. You cannot go to a white man named Karl Rove and ask him how he feels about Latino issues and then make that your standard.
I agree with that.
We're saying the same thing, Tracy. I think we're saying the same thing. In other words, you're still saying, hey, the draw is we want you at the table to help fashion an agenda that helps to. So you're still talking about, if nothing else you're talking about, then the draw is a seat at the table.
Wait a minute. Not a seat at the table. A draw is, some of us are sitting at the table. The problem is they're not listening to people who are saying something.
They're talking at each other.
No. They're not listening.
They're not listening.
No, that's what I'm saying. If I tell you, you can't go out and say certain things about, when I tell you, and I'll give you a good example. I really had a problem with the birth certificate thing. You know, he's already, if you wanted to prove that he was not a citizen of the United States, you should have done that before the election. But now he's the president. He can make a birth certificate if he wants to. He's the most powerful man in the world. So you need to let that alone and go back to the issue. But they spent so much time trying to get a birth certificate out this brother that it made it come out as a racist, dumb way of going after him, because instead of going after his policies and what he was doing.
Well,
he was embarrassed.
The reason why they were trying to...
What?
He's not the most powerful man in the world. I understand what you mean.
You know, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand.
And what I'm saying is, the brother that comes on my radio program and says, well, he believes that John Marshall Davis is his father because he got a picture with him and his mother standing in a room together. Come on, y'all.
But Tracy, this is what I'm saying. I mean, this is where the other brother from Philly, I think it's Philly, and Stanley, well, Philly for sure, is right, and that's this. But when you're talking about elections and moving forward, it's about coalition building. And we're not talking about the Republican changing their core values, but what we're talking about is if, in fact, the party believes that they need to have a more of a coalition, then there has to be a strategy to create that coalition.
But what
if
I'm
you
saying
don't
you
have
end,
anything to draw them from where they are to your coalition, how do you win?
But what I'm saying to you, as a party person, if I'm sitting at your table and you've never made a sweet potato pie and you know I always make them, don't be an idiot when I tell you you've got to put nutmeg in it and tell me that's not how you make a pumpkin pie when you're trying to make a sweet potato pie.
Well, you better go talk to him then.
You understand what I'm saying? No. See, when I tell you something and you don't listen to me, I'm black. And I try to tell folks I'm a black Republican. In that order. Because my skin will not change even if my party does. And you cannot tell me, because remember, black is another culture. Just because we speak the same language and we all know English does not mean we all mean the same thing. You cannot go after the brother's birth certificate for 3.5 years and think you're going to come back and get a black vote in a couple years based on who's got a job and who doesn't.
Well, I think they were attempting to take that route because they wanted to prove that he was not eligible to run for the office of president.
You missed the point.
And that's the reason why they pursued that for as long as they did.
Right.
You missed the point. The point was you cannot attack a black man like that and then go after the black vote in 3.5 years and think you're going to get some sympathy
well,
for it.
I don't think everybody agreed with that, Tracy. I don't think he was disagreeing with that.
My problem is they would not listen to that.
Yeah.
And they kept on going after that,
yeah.
And they kept on putting, and the news kept on playing into it, the same way that the Democrats came out and said,
"Trying to
vote
the black vote." But I don't think they were attempting to pursue the black vote at all.
You missed the point. It's not about the pursuit. You missed the point. It's a game. And I keep on telling you, the issue is, you can't, when I say to pursue the black vote, you still want to get certain points. And they don't care where the points come from. They still want points.
But if you look at the way the convention was put together, they were trying to emphasize new up and uprising Hispanic politicians. They're trying to pursue both parties. Are attempting to pursue the Hispanic vote now.
Sweetheart.
Just look at the emphasis of both of the Democratic and Republican conventions.
Yeah. Don't you think that's a problem?
You know.
Especially when you make up 95% of 12% in the state of Ohio, came out and stood in line, talk about a voter suppression, and you right now are at 14% unemployment, and you're not getting anything for your unemployment vote?
Well, that's another issue, though.
See,
well,
the same
Tracy,
issue.
Tracy,
yeah.
we keep talking Republican and Democrat, and the Republicans, I mean, Democrats want us to come over to their side a little bit and to wedge over. We haven't even thought about, that ain't going to happen. There'll be a third party to rise up. If people become disingenuous, there's going to be a Libertarian party to rise up, and we're going to have a threesome here.
Want me to tell you why that won't happen?
Why?
Because of how the party system is entrenched in the organization that it
is.
Yeah,
I agree with Tracy there again. I just don't see it. It's too organized.
The laws in the state of Ohio, we've got 88 counties and 88 chapters of each party.
It's too organized.
If you think that you can come in and infiltrate a new party and get get on every ballot in every county in every state, and be a player, it will never happen. They do not, and it's not a part of your laws. What we do is governed by your state laws as a party. So you need to get in and change what's there, because you will never come from the outside and make a difference.
And not only that, Tracy. Not only that.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
I've been on for a minute here. The Republicans don't need to change their platform at all. If you look at this election in key states, it was very close. I really think this is a knock in the head to President Obama, how really the close the election was in key states, even including the heavy populated Latino states, except California, that always goes blue. But the thing is, when President Bush, he got a big chunk of the Latino vote when he ran both times. So I don't think the Latino vote is going to matter if they're going to go Democrat because of Barack Obama. They may have this time, but the Latinos are going to, what you say, play the game and play their cards no matter what, because they're going to get their stuff before an election happens anyway.
Right.
First off, what killed Romney was Bain Capital, him being a Mormon, and also Obama and Romneycare. So he lost a big part of his own base. And independents that did not come out and vote for him.
How was being a Mormon didn't help him? How did that?
Evangelicals will not vote for a cult, and they
so
and
you don't
they,
think,
and they,
you don't think
no.
any evangelicals voted?
There are quite a few, and a lot of them did.
But the
problem is, you cannot get past what they believe that Mormonism was, and you could not tell them how it was going to flow, because they would not listen to the importance of not voting for a cult.
Well, they didn't vote at all.
Can I add something to what, is that Chicago?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I think if we look at the whole thing, I think it was, you know, like they said, the Achilles heel, it was 1,000 cuts. I do think it was just a little bit of everything. It was a little bit of the woman issue. It was a little bit of them pushing Latinos away. It was a little bit of the religious thing. I think it was just a little bit of all of those things that pulled enough away from him. I don't think it was just no one thing.
I think that 47% commercial, and with him saying that Jimmy Carter's grandson did, I think that really put some nails in the coffin.
Yeah.
And he didn't know how to backpedal out of that.
Do you think that whole Sandra Fluck thing was a laughing stock? Do you think that was taken seriously with the public?
That, I don't think that would make a difference.
Mm.
That didn't really make a difference until
But they
you
put
came
her
out.
On the forefront. They put
right,
her out
see,
there.
But when you take her and then you put this this 47% that he comes into a private fundraiser and comes out publicly and talks about 47%. Between the two of those, her on her own merit means nothing.
Yes, it was a little bit of everything.
But then also what did Romney in when he started to use language like blind trust and he kept talking about his pension and his investments, that type of language, it tended to alienate a lot of people who were not in his financial circumstance.
Yeah.
And let me say this. What is happening is we are – And again, the Republicans need to listen to their base. They have a cross section of people who are very, very bright that are Republicans that they will not listen to because they don't understand what's coming out of their mouth.
Yeah, I agree with you. I know a couple of strategies right now that the Republicans could start doing now, and they could eat away at the black vote tremendously in 4 years.
Man,
tremendously.
There's
think about right
they
now
do,
and eat away at them.
If they chose to do it. But see, because we have allowed we have allowed the media to portray the Republican Party as a racist party. And then they feed into it, and then somebody comes out and says something stupid. And we get what we have.
But then both of the black candidates they put up for election, Mia Love and Alan West, they both got shot down in their bids to go to Washington, D.C.
But see, Alan West was already there, and you have to understand, Alan West, that was because of him. You can't play party politics and try to get into office at the same time.
Right, right.
Especially in a new district. And that's what he was trying to be savior of the world nationally and else locally. And you got to play to your own local politics.
Now, this is the third time I'm agreeing with you today, Tracy. I'm going to hang up
Tracy,
the phone.
Do you think
minute.
Some of these people, like Alan West, talk too much out in the media, like Fox
yes.
News and all
yes,
that?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. He tried to be a national savior and be a local hero, and you couldn't do it into a new district because you have to play to your own base.
Yeah. You know what aggravates me about talk radio, about the, you know, with these people, is they don't let the people talk, you know, that have things to say. It's the same old guests, the same old, they want to hear themselves talk, and the people, the American people want to speak, and we have a right to be heard, whether you agree or disagree with these people. And most of the time, conservative talk radio, and I know this for a fact, only wants to hear from the Democrats. They want to have fights and arguments, just like they do on TV. They want to get back at these people. You know how easy it is for me to get on a Democratic radio station than is a Republican?
Well, what happens is our egos get in the way.
Right.
Egos get in the way, and so next thing you know, I know everything, and you are to listen to me, so I need somebody to fight with so I can prove you to be wrong.
You're wrong. And also on these conservative news stations, namely Fox News, they need to show a greater diversity of people on their station. It seems like they seem to be stuck on women who are blonde and white men, and they need to put some Asians and some Hispanics.
I'm trying to get them to get me. Y'all need to write and tell them to give me my own show. I'll even lose some weight.
But what about MSNBC? They are going off the deep end the other way. They don't even let anybody.
MSNBC is crazy.
I mean, you know. Maddow is just he's nuts. I mean,
man,
everybody's
that's
retracting.
Crazy.
That's the station of retraction. Everybody's got to retract their statements all day long. Either that or they get fired. They get thrown off the air and go to what is that guy that's in for global warming? Go on his station.
I'm trying to tell you, y'all need to let call, somebody tell Oprah to let me have a block of time.
She's got
on her
time
station.
She's got time.
626. How you doing? Don't talk crazy today.
Yeah, I'm doing good, especially under the election and to the smackdown on some of these idiots. But I think that what it is, the reason why the right wing is like in the state that they're in, and I hope they don't change, but they're in the state that they're in because they have this right wing bubble. There's a bubble of nonsense. If you look at, you know, they rely on, let's say, Rasmussen poll, right? And you turn on Fox News and they're always quoting Rasmussen. Rasmussen, they did a follow-up of the most interactive poll. Out of 28 polls, Rasmussen was number tied for 24 as the worst poll, along with Gallup, as the most inaccurate poll. So when you rely on inaccurate information, of course you're going to, that's garbage in, garbage out. So you know, they rely on, like, these white supremacist stupid dudes like Frank Luntz. And
what are you
and,
talking
and,
about?
What I'm saying, they rely on, they listen to these people, and they talk to these people, and they regurgitate the same information. Matt Drudge.
But what are you talking about?
I'm just talking about why the right wing lost.
That ain't why they lost.
I'm talking about the same thing you guys are talking about.
That ain't why they lost. That is not why the Republican Party lost across this country. It had nothing to do with the poll. Polls did not make them lose.
No, I'm telling you, they have inaccurate information.
They knew. Don't think they don't know. They knew. You just don't. What am I going to come out and say? I know I'm going to lose my shirt. That's not how this
Tracy,
works.
Tracy, they were not saying that at all. They were saying.
Did you miss my point?
Okay,
did you miss my point? I can be standing in a pile of doo-doo, knowing I'm getting ready to slide downhill. And as a candidate and or as a party person, I can't come out and say, you know what? I'm getting ready to fall. It don't work like that. When's the last time you heard a candidate and or a party person talk about we're going to lose our shirt next week?
Well, the thing is, you don't go into it.
Have you ever heard that?
I can't say I have, but I'm saying you don't go into it idea that you're going to lose.
You
want to win.
No, even down to the wire, even when you know you get ready to lose, you in the fourth quarter and you down by 700 points and you got a game of football and you only got one more minute to win. Ain't nobody going to talk about, oh, well, you know what, I'm going to get ready to lose. I think I'll go home. That's not how this game works.
That's not even reality. That's not even reality. People will give up all the time.
No, they don't. Not in politics. Not in the public arena.
Now, I think another issue with you guys got to realize is that a lot of the information that they believe in is faith-based rather than evidence-based.
That's the point. It's faith.
Like,
if you leave your faith-based, then you no longer are a part of the party in which you say.
Well,
so you become something else. That's disingenuous.
And that's why I was being facetious, actually, when I said the Republicans shouldn't change their core beliefs. It's true, and also it's going to continue to be. That's why I said if the major things in the Republican Party are things that are based around their faith, and if the other groups don't have any, if that's not affected by the other groups, then they have no reason to come over to the Republican Party.
Exactly.
So the Republican Party is going to continue to shrink and be irrelevant.
Hey, who's talking?
Yeah, the only thing I wanted to say was that the Republican Party has the faith-based policies. If you have people that are more highly educated in the electorate, and they look at issues such as the teaching of evolution in public schools and other issues such as global warming, and they see scientific evidence for this, they want a governmental policy that's going to follow
based
the scientific evidence.
Right, right.
And they're not going to vote for a person who's a Republican who's going to base their policies based on their religion.
That's right.
And guess what?
Exactly.
But guess what?
Tracy, that's
it. But listen to what I'm saying. But if I do that, then that makes me a hypocrite. Because either
change. That doesn't make you a hypocrite.
No,
Stanley, that does. And listen.
Right.
If the Republican Party loses their evangelical base and their belief system, they lose what they've got.
Well, they're done.
Then guess what? They're going to have to be done because most of us, when they leave that, the rest of us are leaving and they still won't win.
But the thing is, the Democrats have evangelicals too.
No, they do not. They do not have born again evangelicals inside
of.
They
do.
Yes,
they do. They don't.
They do.
They have
it.
Christians.
But
there's a difference.
No.
There's a difference.
But
there's a huge difference. Born again evangelicals are not a part of people that smoke pot, people that condone murder, and people that allow the new normal.
This is one of them faith based situations that we find ourselves in again. Because we're trying to talk logic, and you throwing this a face.
Right.
You missed my point.
We can't
say anything. Yes, I can.
But, Tracy, that's the problem you're saying. We're all telling you that more and more people are learning or more knowledgeable than face-based.
Right.
I know.
Well,
and that's what I'm saying to you.
Well,
if you want to see the erosion of the Republican Party, let them stand up and become a logical party and not a faith-based party, and they will all leave.
As time advances and society becomes more technology-based, more people are going to look towards logical solutions than their government.
And they rely on religion and faith.
And back to technology, I don't think that's going to have anything to do with it. But technology-wise, what the Republicans have to master, like what Obama has done by getting young folks, is the social networking when it's time to run for president. I haven't seen really no advertisement in the social networking realm when really Romney was running.
It wasn't like
President Obama.
No, it wasn't. And,
if you want the unintelligent vote with the social networking, you have to look towards that also to get those straggler votes.
Let me show you something. Who you're considering young now, the young that he got now, they're not going to be the young the next time. So these particular people will now enter into the workforce. They're going to see that whether or not what they voted for works or don't work. So they'll be entrenched then. So the social media won't work with them. Now you'll have a new crop of young, right? And they're going to be young folk look for change and looking for something that's progressive. And that young people are always going to do that. So the next group of young people will also be looking for change and progression.
And
whichever party can tell them that, that's who's going to get the young vote the next time.
It all depends. But right now, hold on, guys. What you fail to realize, and this is something that we need to really understand, if President Obama don't get us out of this fiscal mess that we have on Capitol Hill, you got to understand, $16 trillion, $17 trillion. If things don't change, or we go down in national security, and we get attacked, see, all these things play into an election.
Yeah.
But as the exit polls have shown, people have information. You can't keep people away from the information. The information that people knew was George Bush was responsible for. That's what the exit polls have shown. So people are still aware of where the problem that came from. So they also will be aware that if there's a problem that continues, it's the people who are
where it come from.
Mainly these Republicans in the House is just say no to everything. We can't
Bush
see that.
Listen here. Bush is not going. Listen. As of day before yesterday, you guys might as well take Bush's name out of your mouth.
Right. Yeah, they can't keep using it.
Hold on. You are not going to be able to use George W. Bush,
right.
And President Obama's got to sit on his own pot.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't care what George Bush did. I don't care how many wars he put us in, and I don't care how much debt he left.
Right.
I don't care how a recession happened in 3.5 years, in 4 years, President Obama better do something different.
But I think his point was, Tracy, the point that he was making was this. What is happening with the social media and technology is this. People can be more informed. So, for instance, you said, well, if we have a national security problem, right? Well, but here's what's going to happen. Even if we get attacked, that don't mean that they're going to turn against Obama. It depends on why we got attacked.
No, wait a minute. You said if he don't get us out of the mess,
or if we have a national security, that's going to determine the election.
No, that's not what I said.
That is
that's
what you just said.
No, that's not what I said. I said things are going to change based upon those. It is. Because in the next 3.5 years, Obama will not be running. And if the economy does not change, things are going to be totally different, and you're not going to have him. You can't blame Bush. You've got to blame the Democrats.
No, you don't necessarily have to blame them. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what the caller just said. What if why it don't change has something to do with gridlock or somebody stopping something? All of that can be known now. Nobody's in the dark.
You ain't going to tell a young person that it's good.
You're not
going to
do all that because
you
that be the
they
case.
Don't even know who vice president was.
Listen,
they
don't. No, no, listen.
They do.
No, they
party.
Don't.
They
hey, guys. Hey, hold on. Hold on. 931, your mic is on. I'm sorry, 831. Local
Hi,
call, 831. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you brought that up. I was wondering, I missed a little bit of your show yesterday. I was wondering if someone was going to be brave enough to say, you can't blame it on Bush now for the next 4 years. And looking back, anything that doesn't turn out, we can't blame on him. The other thing, if I was President Obama and I won the election, I would be looking at the United States map and going, look how many people voted against me and why.
Thank you.
Now, I think that if I were president, I think I would be trying to be friends, and I think President Obama wants to be very popular. And I think he's going to work on being popular with the other I've already seen some changes in the way he approaches conversation. Since Benghazi, I have seen a difference in how he does say how he wants to work together, how he wants to, you know, listen. I've seen a difference.
And as I brought up the conversation, I said, because the question is, what do Republicans have to do? Because everybody says the Republicans have to do something. If not, they're going to lose. And what I'm saying to you is, if you look at the vote right now, in 4 years, unless you can get people back out to the polls in record number as President Obama did, and I'm not quite sure they'll be able to do that, because it was definitely not based. It was definitely not based on the conditioning of it, because the people that voted for President Obama, if they had known the condition that they were really in, and if he was not an African-American, and if they had questioned him and what he did or did not do, and did not have a sympathy vote for him, they would not have stood in line the way they did.
You're right. You're right. Absolutely
yeah, but the,
right,
but the, but the flip side, but the flip side of that, Tracy, is this. You have to consider also the enthusiasm on the Republican side of those who just hated to see a black man in office. Well, he's not going to be running next time either.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
The enthusiasm on the Republican side won't be as high either.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
Because.
Are you saying that there's
not
a significant base of the Republican Party that will be voting against? No.
No.
Are you crazy?
No. And
this
that's
is
the problem.
The most racist election ever has
you
ever
know,
been.
But that's because the media made it that way.
Tracy, please.
No, but you see the people in the media.
Get your head out of
the
way.
This is the one of Facebook.
The media made it a racist. The media and sensationalism made it a racist campaign because they needed it to make sure that you came out. If they did not need it for it to be, it would not have been. They made it that way. This was manufactured. This is what you call political theater.
Okay.
I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends on WSOM AM 600. We'll be right back.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited.
No, I think Tracy got her head in the sand on that one.
Is it not true that Republicans said we're going to do everything in our power that to make sure that Obama has a one-time term? Or am I missing something?
No. I was going to say, it's hard to talk with
people. Well, the main reason why people were standing in line because they wanted to see a minority candidate win the presidency. They wanted to see more power sharing.
Yeah.
In Washington, D.C., among different groups of people, different races of people. That's
right.
Something the Republican Party has to realize. They can't rely on that old white man vote who's wealthy anymore.
No.
And they can't go back to the Bible thumping and saying, oh, it's about faith and things like that.
No.
More and more people are knowledgeable. And more and more people are saying to you, I don't care about the faith.
Yeah.
Stanley, why do you always want to tell people how to
internet.
Talk? Nobody's sitting here telling you how to speak and talk lockstep. Why are you always telling people how to talk? Let me ask you something, Stanley. What would be the thing? Consider this for 1 second. What would be the very thing that would turn you off that Obama would do? If in his 4 years now, coming ahead, what would he have to do to turn you off? What would be the one thing that he'd have to do to say, what the hell is wrong with that guy? Is there something?
Well, the only thing it would be basically if we were really as a presidency, I'm not listening at all to what you're saying as a Republican. I don't care what your idea is. I'm here to make you pay because make it. Then I would really be like, what kind of president we have? But he's not going to do that. That's not in his nature.
It's not in his nature. You don't know what it's in his nature, Stanley.
Well,
you haven't seen the next hair for him.
Let me ask you a question.
You haven't seen the next hair for him, Stanley.
Okay, but, okay, you're saying I don't know, but you don't know either.
I don't know either, but
also.
I'm saying you consider it. Consider it.
Yes, I consider it, and I don't believe it. I really believe that he came to your house, to the people of Republicans, saying, let's work together, and the Republicans said no.
Yeah.
We don't want to.
Stanley,
yeah.
Stanley, what he says and what he does are two different things.
But
the Republicans let me ask you a question. Because
he's smiley. He has a terrific smile. He's fairly good-looking. He has a terrific smile.
And that
doesn't turn me on. I'm sorry. It just doesn't.
Can I ask you a question? Be honest.
What?
Is it not true that Republicans said, we're going to make sure that Obama just has one term? Yes,
that was what Obama said.
No. That's not Obama said that.
Yes, he did.
That? It wasn't Obama who said that. It was the Republican that said, we're going to make everything in our power that to make sure that Obama...
No,
is
Obama
yeah,
said that.
Exactly.
You want the video?
No, but
see,
this is...
U.S. Senate that made that statement. Mitch
well, hold
McConnell
on, hold on,
said they
let
only wanted him to have one term.
See, this is the issue. Let me show you something. Now,
get it up on YouTube.
The lady who's talking now, first of all, she knows that the Republicans said that, and also Obama did say that. He said, if I want
to I know
do
the Republicans
that.
Said that.
Yeah,
I,
but you didn't ask this question. See,
Mitch
that's
McConnell
what I'm saying.
Said it.
Just be honest. You know that they said that, but you didn't want to ask this
deny.
Question,
no,
so
no,
you jumped
I didn't.
To Obama saying it.
You misunderstood me. I knew Mitch McConnell said that. I am also saying to you, Obama, out of Obama's mouth, he said that. It wasn't
and,
just
and
said
and
by
even,
Mitch McConnell.
I agree with you. But the only way the Republicans can win in 4 years is have to run on the economy again and on national security. If the economy is completely in a depression-type mode, then the Republicans will win the White House back. But they can't run on faith-based policy because
exactly.
People are not as religious as they were over a generation ago.
But when you say faith-based, are you talking about the abortion? And
yes,
and
I'm talking about the abortion issue.
What do you mean? We got to let the whole
evolution.
You mean we got to let dead babies?
It's been resolved for a long time. It's been resolved. It's not
no, that's
it.
Not been polled. That is a bold-faced lie. I don't agree with that.
It's
you're telling me if we let the Holocaust through, you know, it'll be okay.
More people look at the internet today than ever before. More people are information-based. And they are not as religious as they were
let me tell you
a generation ago.
If you were Jewish, you would have fought like hell not to get on that train when Hitler was at his regime. You would have fought like hell to go on your core beliefs and say, oh, yeah, let me take a shower and let me know this man good because
Hitler,
he's giving me bread
Hitler,
and he's giving
Hitler
me food. Right? Hitler
on,
good.
He scapegoated the Jews. For the Germans to believe that the Jews were responsible for the German financial collapse because many
so
of the Jewish families were in banking. So
they decided to take go on the train?
The Jews. So,
did they
I mean,
decide to die the Jews?
So it wasn't their religious beliefs he was attacking. He wasn't attacking their religion. He was attacking
them
as an ethnic
food.
Group.
He had them rely on every bit that he could, and then you know what? He took the rug and he snatched it right out of them. And he says, now you're going on a train and you're taking some showers, and we're going to annihilate you because we can't stand you no more.
Right, but the reason why he attacked
you're making it
Jewish
sound like Obama,
people
it's
in
like
Europe was
Obama
economic scapegoating.
Obama is no Hitler. Why are you acting like you're coming with an example of Hitler, which is one of the worst person that we could ever come an example, and you're coming with Obama? What's your point?
Oh, I don't think that's the worst
example.
I don't think that's the worst example, guys.
What's your point?
It's not the worst example. It's yet to come. You guys haven't seen it yet. And the other thing you're talking about, Democrats and Republicans.
Like Obama's going to do this. Obama
I'm not saying him. You're saying that. I'm saying the worst is yet to come. And I'm not saying President Obama is the one to do it.
What worse going to come? You think
and I'm saying that we need Republicans, Democrats, we need independents. We need another group of independents that
the way the system is set up now, it doesn't allow independents to get on national ballots.
Well, we could. We could.
Hey, fellas. This is Alex.
If we gather together.
Hello?
Yes, Alex.
Yeah, you know, I got to agree with the lady from New York. She's right. The worst is yet to come, which is part of the reason why, as a conservative libertarian, I'm not a Republican, even though I've voted in the Republican primaries because I supported Ron Paul. But I agree with her because part of the reason why I've been so frustrated, especially with black folks, is that, you know, they're voting for Obama because I understand that, like, the first times they, you know, just the seeing a black face in the White House. But the problem is that people don't realize that in the next 3 to 4 years, there's going to be over 10,000 drones in American airspace spying on American citizens. It's going to turn into some Terminator, Matrix type crazy 1984 Big Brother fascist Nazi type stuff. And if you're not scared, you really should be there. You need your head examined if you're not scared about this. I mean, the fact that he signed the NDAA allowing indefinite detention of Americans and along with allowing these drones into our airspace, the same ones, very similar to the ones that are killing innocent women and children over in Pakistan right now and in Yemen and Somalia. I mean, if that does not shake you to your core, there's something wrong with you, in my opinion. That's just how I feel about it.
No, I agree with you. That part with the drone list and everything, I don't agree what Obama's doing for that part. I don't think he should do that. He has no right to do that. That I agree with you.
But did you go out and vote for him?
Well, also, you know, the prevalence of drones is just going to happen over time as the military changes to more of a computer-based type of defense. They're going to want to use robotics and drones more in warfare.
But the whole philosophy that the American is there to protect Israel, and if we say something gets back against Israel, we're the worst thing in the world. I'm like, really? Is Israel America? Israel's not America.
I'm back. Hey. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I don't even know. I want to know what you guys were talking about. I've got a local call that just came in. A local call, your mic is on.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I don't know if I have a good connection or not, but you know, I get a chance to listen off and on whenever I'm traveling. But today's conversation, looking at breaking down the demographic of the exit polls and wondering why the Republican Party has lost its luster and appeal to America. And some of the analysis there was that that there's no evangelicals, they're losing that base, and they need to change that. Frankly, I don't believe that the Republican Party needs to change who they are. They just have to promote themselves more so, not in such a, I want to, for lack of a better term, hateful fashion. Most people do have a core and are concerned about the country, their sense of spirituality. You know, I always find it concerning to me when, you know, whether you're a Christian or evangelical, I consider myself an evangelical Christian, but I did support President Barack Obama. Now, I wasn't supporting murder, but sin is sin. I look at the totality of things, and, you know, I look at the deceptive and somewhat hateful way that a lot of people are characterized, and I wonder about that too. And I wonder about the ability to send people to war and garner around their guns, and kind of wonder about that. So when I look at things in its totality, no one likes to be demonized, and no people like to be perverted. You know, the handout, the whole concept about people just want to vote for him because they're waiting on handouts. And I think most people find that offensive. You know, not dumbing them down or not looking at people and saying they may not be able to articulate it as good as others, but a lot of people I know, and most people I know that are in that situation, they're working split shifts at Walmart or Kmart, and they're driving buses, or they're working in the kitchen taking out the garbage in your favorite restaurant, and they're scratching out meager subsistence. And then, in my opinion, the Republican Party was arrogant enough to run a one percenter at them. You know, these same people that go to war and they're still struggling, and they looked at the economy. You can't blame it on Bush after this, but they looked at the policies that had been portrayed on them for 8 years, and this is why we're in that mess. I don't know if anybody, not too many people, that wouldn't consider themselves or want to consider themselves hardworking, but the mere perversion that they would, you would say that, well, heck, you know, I'm in this situation, and you're in this because of what you did, and you're just not as good as, or you're not better than. That's why those people stayed in line for 5 and 6 hours, because they believed in the fact that they were trying to suppress the vote. That's why those people sat in that line for 5 or 6 hours. And to dumb them down, I think, is extremely offensive, and it offended them. They got mad.
But can I ask you this? Did Republicans say that, or did the media say that?
You know, the demonization of the media, the liberal media, I want to take everybody out of that, either that Fox bubble or demonizing the liberal media and all media. Facts are facts. And I think people dissect things.
That's not what I asked you. I asked you, was that the media or was that the party?
Well, I'm giving you an answer, but it's not a one word.
I know, but you said that the Fox media, but was that the media or was that, because see, what I see is I see a bunch of talking heads.
Well, yeah, prior to that, though, you asked me a question, was that the media, and I'm skipping.
Right.
And Fox is part of that, too. Everybody, you know, you have to really ferret out facts from fiction sometime, and that goes for all media. But just simple facts. Just simple facts, how things didn't trickle down. Simple facts of people out of work. Simple fact that people get characterized in these gross stereotypes that they didn't like. And then you had a president, whether being black or white, he was characterized in these gross stereotypes that people identified with that incensed them.
But again, see, this is the problem that I have. They put everybody into the same bucket based on comments of few. And they said this must be who they are, and what they did was they magnified it, just like they tell me all black men are thugs, and that they are inarticulate, they don't take care of their children, and the media plays into this.
I'm gonna go off of what I just heard today, just from what the conversation was. That's what prompted me to call. And, you know, people were ignorant. The social media, they were ignorant to what they were really voting on, and they weren't standing in line because.
Oh, I said that.
In line for whatever was articulated earlier.
No. They stood in line because somebody told them. They were not. Listen, they were manipulated by the Democrat Party and some strategists to get African Americans to come and to go and vote.
They took
and
buses
so they
and
said
them.
There was a suppression of the vote. Because, see, there might have been suppression in Pennsylvania, but in Ohio, but there was no suppression of vote here. Not 1 ounce of it.
You can believe that if you want to.
Where are you? How can you get that if I mail you a request? Woman, I mail you in your house.
I went to the Campbell Fair in 2008. And you know what? And went inside the Republican Party because I looked at both and I can identify more so sometimes with the Republican Party than I can with the Democrat Party. You know what they handed me?
What?
They handed me a sticker that said, proud member of an angry mob. And
okay.
With that. That wasn't media hype. That wasn't somebody else.
No. Do you know what that meant?
That was the Republican Party. No. What it meant to you or what it meant to me?
What did it mean? What was the definition of it?
Tell me what it means. I know what it meant to me.
What did it mean to you?
That's another thing. Well, I'm a proud member of an angry mob. I know what an angry mob stands for, so I'm going to...
No, what did it mean?
Mob, and that wasn't me.
What did it mean?
I just told you.
That's not what it was about.
I don't care what they meant it to be, but that's what it said.
But again, that may go to cultural insensitivity, but that had nothing to do with suppressing the vote.
Goes back to my original point of softening the message, being a little more sophisticated in how they approach people. There's a lot of Hispanics and African Americans probably would identify more with the Republican Party if, like I said, if they weren't
listen.
That was a harsh way of saying
they weren't. That wasn't a recruitment, and that wasn't about Obama. That was
no,
about.
It wasn't about Obama. It was about an angry mob. There, I may have been a Republican then, but
you weren't going to be a Republican.
Say that again.
You weren't going to be a Republican then.
How do you know?
Because
there you go again.
there you go again.
I said it. I said it out loud. You weren't going to become a Republican then, because I'm telling you, I live around here, and I was in the tent.
But see, you're telling me what I think, and that people find that offensive.
Yeah, I'm telling you, and I can take it. You can take offense to what I just said, because it wasn't going to happen. Because if you really wanted to know about it, you would have found out. You'd have asked somebody, and you would have told them, listen, I think this is offensive. But because actually, I never heard anyone tell me that that was offensive to them.
That is wrong analysis, Tracy. That makes no sense to me. Don't tell me how I think. And for you to take, I think I'm reasonably intelligent, and I ferret out most of the issues accurately. Not
so you mean to tell me you think that it's a voter suppression in the state of Ohio?
In order to get people to realize what the Republican Party truly stands for.
You mean to tell me you think that there was voter suppression in the Republican Party this year in the state of Ohio?
I don't need to change the subject. Let's stick with this. Because if you want...
Because I said it.
Prosper without changing your core values, you just need to talk to people like they're people.
And that's what I'm saying. But when people say, well, I got upset because this was put out there and this is what this meant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But most people perceive...
Why is he fact-checked?
A lot of people. I ran as an independent when I first time I ran for office.
Okay.
Because I'm looking. It was just a suggestion. I'm sorry I can't stick this out a little bit longer, but, you know, there are intelligent African-Americans, Hispanics, there are intelligent women and Caucasians that identify with some of the core principles and values, but they can't gravitate toward what's sometimes packaged as.
So have you ever talked to the Republican about what they do? Have you ever done that?
But that's not his job, Tracy.
No, no, no. You talk to the local party about this issue.
But that's not his job. That's the job of the party.
Like I'm
down
to. I just kind of.
No, no, no. Have you ever talked to the local party about your issues, about how they deliver their message?
Yeah, I do.
Have you ever talked to any Republicans and said, listen, I want.
I'm talking to you now.
No, that's no, no. You're talking to Tracy, a talk show host. You are not talking to me as a party person here.
Okay, thank you.
Take that information back, Tracy.
No, no, no. That's not how this works.
Yes, it is how it works.
No, it's
not. I'm not going to play games with it. I want to add to the show, and I appreciate what you're doing.
I love you too, but that ain't the point. I still ain't going to do that. That's who I am today.
Okay.
But Tracy,
you too.
Tracy, that's
I guess if somebody
job.
Handed him a joint, he wouldn't have asked anything.
Tracy.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense that you're handed something and you don't find out about it. That makes no sense to me.
You can't, you know, I've never heard that. I mean, because there was,
but
I remember
also,
the figure.
Most people perceive the voter ID law in Pennsylvania as a form of voter suppression.
No, did you hear what I said? I said in the state of Ohio, remember the state of Ohio was a critical state.
Sure.
And they said there was voter suppression here, and that was the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life. That was manipulation.
What would they
see?
Skin
when
hit?
I
yeah,
say that, then
there?
They swear up and down, I'm lying to them.
You're never going to satisfy these kind of. You're never going to satisfy everybody.
You know, Tracy, when I went to the voting polls, there were three people ahead of me, and all three people were registering to vote, and they were going to vote that day.
Absolutely.
Now, years ago.
In 9 days, you can register and vote.
Right. Well, years ago, when I was a young voter, you could not do such things.
No, you could not. As a matter of fact,
so,
4 years ago, you couldn't do that.
Right. So this voter suppression, I truly can't wrap my head around it. If you can walk into a voting place and show your ID or a driver's license or a photo ID or driver's license or both or electric bill,
no,
you
no,
can
no.
vote.
If you want to vote absentee, all you have to do is your last four numbers on your social.
Oh, sure.
And that's it.
Right.
Hold on, Bonnie. Local call,
right.
Your mic is on.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you a question. Did you agree with Governor Romney's statement that about the 47 and the 53%?
If you heard the whole statement, what he was saying was about the numbers. It was going to be a close vote. And a 47% would never vote for him. Now, it goes back to Jeremiah Wright.
Now,
hold on, listen to what I'm saying.
Jeremiah, let's get this
No, no, no. Let me, you ask me a question. Let me finish. I said, Jeremiah.
I wonder why anybody don't ever mention Jeremiah Wright was in the military.
Can I ask? No, no, listen to what I'm saying, lady. Listen, I said, Jeremiah, let me finish my statement. Jeremiah Wright was right in what he said. Jeremiah Wright did not lie in what he said. Now, I would not have said it the way Jeremiah Wright said it. The same way with the 47% with Mitt Romney. I agree with what he said, but he was right in what he said, but he was wrong in how he said it. That's what I'm saying.
And also, I would like to ask, did you agree with the way he said it, the way he got back under the cover and he had to be taped? I didn't understand why he didn't campaign with that.
The campaign was what?
He was on the whole campaign, and why couldn't he say, why did he have to hide?
He wasn't hiding. It was off the cuff. All statements on national platforms usually are vetted. When you go into fundraisers, you're not as careful. It's like when President Obama said, when people in Ohio or people in Pennsylvania cling to their guns and their Bibles. You know, you say things off the cuff when you're.
You see on this 47, so much love.
Tracy, where is that noise coming from?
I don't know. Not mine.
South Carolina, I think.
Pension. They were giving him anything. They worked for those pension because he worked out that till he got old and passed on. So that's the way we 47% people on the
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. That's not. But that's not what he meant.
Well, I know what he said.
That's it might be what he said, but again, there are things that we've all said that we didn't mean exactly the way
really
we said.
Because, you know, it
hurt him. I said it earlier.
You all your life and you put up something and somebody says they still hanging us with over here. I don't know where you are that we voted because it's always handing you something. Well, my goodness, I don't want to say no bad words and you a Christian. I'm a little surprised at you. I really am. We worked hard. We never asked for nothing.
Ma'am, we ain't talking. Listen, if the shoe don't fit, we ain't talking about you. Because I believe that you worked hard, and actually, you deserve more than what you got. And I don't like you being manipulated by the media and this political system.
No, I heard this. I watched that film.
But what I'm saying, I know you watched the film, but you watched the film clip that they wanted you to watch. You did not go on the internet and watch the whole entire speech.
I can't understand why he had to get behind the cover.
Listen,
you know,
are you missing the point?
I just hope that
do you realize that they tell me that all black men are thugs? Is that true?
Is it true?
Is it true?
No.
Then listen, if the media does it to one thing, do you not think they don't do it to other things?
Why are we getting statements that we're all looking for? See, we're not the older people. I can't speak for these kids. But we're not looking for handouts.
You earned it. You earned what you got, and actually, and we're not talking about you. It ain't you. It's not you. No, you're not in the 47%. As a matter of fact, you're in the 53, but you still weren't going to vote for him because he was white and he was Republican.
No.
You were not gonna go against Barack Obama. I don't care what he did. As long as you didn't catch him in a room with a little boy, you were gonna vote for Barack Obama.
Damn, Trace, you wrong now. Barack had said that was no way I would have voted for him.
Listen, you were gonna vote for Barack Obama no matter what.
And said, you know where I come from, you was on the other side of the tracks and the other.
You didn't, but you're not listening. You didn't hear the whole tape. There was more to the statement. I can take a picture of you, put you in the bed with somebody, and make it look like it's real. In today's society, we manipulate stuff. It's called politics. It's nasty, it's dirty, and it's a contact sport.
Because we know, everybody knows when our dear Savior was getting ready to go, who did he say would be with us always? The poor.
But what I'm saying, you're not listening. This was manipulated. This is manufactured, and this is called political theater. And we're going to have to quit watching television like we do and thinking that it's all truth.
I would just
like to ask Mr. Romney why he said it.
I'm going to get you, you know what, I'm going to get you the full tape and play it for you, okay?
You can't do things on the out of context.
Because you need to hear the whole tape. You can hear something. If right now, if somebody records something that I say, they can throw me totally under the bus in little sound bites.
That's right. They can snippets of everything. Ma'am, are you a religious woman?
She's gone. Yes, she is.
Okay. I want to know how she felt about Obama throwing his own pastor under the bus after what he said, GD America. I mean, we take these snippets out of everything, and now we're so hung up on the 47%. It's you won, people. I mean, what is the big deal?
We don't understand, and she was right. It was like I said earlier, that 47% statement actually put the nail in President and Governor Romney's coffin.
Right.
It really did.
They
but again,
happy he said it.
It was very, very manipulated.
But Tracy, Tracy, can I ask you a question?
Hold on. Go ahead, Michigan.
Okay. Now I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this, but. The part that I heard that they were playing on the news, are you saying somebody cut and paste that part?
No, it was like a paragraph. You had to get the beginning and the end of the paragraph, and you missed half of it, and then they added it, and it was right there.
Okay,
all you heard was 47%.
Okay, so you watched before and after that statement,
right?
Right,
there was
okay,
more said
you,
to it.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When he said 47% don't want to take responsibility, and they are government entitlement, you're saying that something that he said before that or after that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes. You have to. And I'm gonna, you know,
what
I will
what
actually, I will get the tape because everybody needs to hear the entire dialogue.
All right.
Because we don't hear the entire
dialogue.
That's
pretty clear. That's pretty clear, Tracy.
No, you missed my point. Just like I said about Jeremiah Wright, there's nothing that Jeremiah Wright said that was a lie.
Right.
It's where he said it, no?
But the way he said it was not very good.
Okay.
Are you following me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
The 47% were the votes that he was not going to get. And it wasn't about them being beneath him or under him or no good or anything like that. It was all about the 47% that was not the Democrat vote.
But
he didn't have done better in saying...
No, but no, Tracy.
He
didn't have
a 47% comment in context with the other statements he made about people who were not making a contribution to the economy because they weren't paying taxes.
But they're not.
But then if you take that all in the context, it makes it sound like he doesn't care about the statement.
Hey, guys. You guys, hold on. Philadelphia. Wait until, and just say you're going to jump in, and then when y'all hear him, we got to cut it out. Go ahead, Philadelphia.
What I was trying to say is if you take the 47% comment in context with the other statements he made about people who do not pay taxes and about overly taxing the rich, it makes it sound like he doesn't care about a certain segment of the electorate.
You're right. You're right. And again, you're right. But even though, but the 47% don't, there's a good portion, I don't know if it's 47, but there's a good portion of Americans that don't pay taxes. They do not pay federal tax.
The money comes out.
No, but they don't pay federal taxes.
They don't pay federal taxes.
Hold on, and I don't know about you guys, but if you've never written a check to the IRS, you'll understand what he's talking about.
Yeah, but
most of you, when you get your check, you get your net amount, and everything is taken out, and you might owe 10 or 15%, or $10, or whatever, a couple hundred dollars to the state taxes or your local taxes. But overall, you ain't paid $4,000 or $5,000 to FICA, because I'm trying to find FICA.
But Tracy, let me ask you a question now, because it's a number in here that's giving so much feedback. Now you know you always mute me.
I'm trying to find who they are, and I can't. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I seem like you can find that noise and get it out of there.
I don't know who it is.
Okay. I think you're stretching it just a little bit, Tracy. I mean, I the part that he said, the 47%, he said, I can't make them take responsibility for themselves. That's clear.
But you got to.
Now, was he not talking about that
47%
when he said that?
No. You got to.
Oh, he's talking about
listen.
Somebody else.
Listen, I'm going to get you guys the whole clip. Now, don't get me wrong. I still don't agree with how he said it.
Okay.
But then that goes along with not having, you know, I say this, and I mean this. We need to know, Republicans need to have people around them that they're not comfortable with. So that the people that they're not comfortable with can tell them the truth.
I agree with that.
And the problem is, because if Mitt Romney had said something like that and I had been around him, I'd have told him, dude, you can't say that like that.
Right.
You following me?
Yep.
I've got a friend, he walks around, he's a you people guy. Everywhere he goes, he you peoples. I'd be like, no, dog, you can't say you people in this setting. Don't say you people here, because they won't work. You just, and he says you people everywhere, but you can't say you people everywhere.
Right.
And I just tell him out loud, don't say you people. But that is an uncomfortable feeling when you have people that are bold enough to come out and say, you can't say something. 518, your mic is on. And will you get in the car and shut the door and quit making noise?
I'm just saying what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Y'all on here arguing and fussing about stuff that ain't none of y'all going to be able to change. I don't care how long y'all live. Matter of fact, most of y'all on here going to die anyway sooner than later. So y'all need to cut it out and just learn how to love each other.
You know what, Rick, shush. 412, Alex, is that you? Alex?
Yes. Yes, I'm just sitting here listening, you know. When I came in, I think it was on the break, and we were talking about pretty much the direction of the country, you know, that things are scary. One thing I wanted to say, though, is that Obama may be creating a legacy like Bush where – you know, it didn't matter who ran in 2008. As long as they were not Republican, they were going to get elected. And so if the economy and the country continues in the way that it is, and especially with, you know, there's supposed to be over 10,000 drones that hits American airspace by, you know, 2016. I think it's going to have to put a real bad taste in people's mouth, and people are going to vote, you know, anybody but a Democrat in 2016 if we continue on this course. That's my opinion.
But I said that earlier. I mean, you know, in 2016, you know, I got a feeling Hillary Clinton's going to run. All this is going to happen. But, you know, unless he does a miracle, they're going to be hit anyhow.
I don't think any Democrat will be able to run in 2016 if the country continues in this direction. And probably who's going to rise.
Not me.
Jeb Bush. I think Jeb Bush is going to run in 2016.
It's not 269.
Say that again, Alex.
I was saying that I think that I don't think any Democrat will be able to win in 2016 if the country continues the way that it is and if Obama does everything he wants to do, because it's just going to put that bad of a taste in people's mouth. And so anybody that runs will win, but I think the person that's going to come out is Jeb Bush. I think Jeb Bush is going to come in 2016 and to be president.
No, Alex, no.
Who's the vice president?
Get ready for another Bush. It's coming.
No, no. Jeb Bush can't come out the woodwork and win. That'd be a dynasty.
Bush. Yeah, it's going to happen. I'm willing to put money on it.
Is he going to be president?
He's going to win. Jeb Bush is going to come out in 2016 because, you know, especially I have to hope that Americans will start to really revolt when they start to see drones spying on them. I really hope that.
Hey, Alex, tomorrow I want to talk about these drones because I don't know if people really know what those drones are.
It's the same ones they're very similar. They've been licensed by the DOD. The same ones that's killing these women and children over in Pakistan. They're going to be here in American airspace in the next 3 to 4 years, starting in 2015, and it's scary. I mean, it's literally like those. It's turning into like, you know, the Matrix.
Can I ask you a question, Alex? Can I ask you a question, man? And I don't take lightly, you know, people that predict stuff and, you know, and can kind of add a little time. But let me ask you this: can you please tell me the the information that you got or the logical reason why you think the drones will be flying across Main Street every 20 minutes? Who's going to do that and why are they going to do it?
Well, when President Obama signed the NDAA that came along with it, there would be no reason to sign into law that you can indefinitely detain American citizens if he didn't intend on using it. And so he signed that into law, but he wrote a little note saying, well, I want it, but I'm really not going to use it. I mean, come on. These drones are in production right now. The law is already passed, and you have people like Rand Paul that's trying to restrict the use of it. But they're already being manufactured right now,
okay.
And they're scheduled. Every major police department, every major county in the country already has them on order. This is not a conspiracy theory. They are coming. They're already ordered. Half of them are already paid for. That you can look in. It's already reported in the Examiner, Huffington Post about the licensing the DOD licensing on them already, and exactly how many of this is not a conspiracy theory at all. This is
okay.
Happening.
So they being made. He signed the order, and the next thing is the police is going to be, instead of driving in cars, you're saying they're going to be flying drones? And what are they going to do with them?
Spying on American citizens.
Oh, okay.
Right. Now, I believe that.
I just don't see.
Basically, you have that.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't have to be a connection
in most American cities already.
Okay, for instance, Alex, let me give you an example. A police car can ride down my street right now and spy.
No,
okay,
it's different.
So what is
it's
a
different.
Drone going to be doing? In other words,
it's
he's going
different.
To somebody's
it's,
house.
A drone actually sees.
Let me
looking
it
through
to
the
you.
Walls.
Yes, let me explain it to you.
Oh, they're going
to
be looking through the walls.
I'm gonna tell you as a person who has spent. Yes, I've spent a few years. I can't even talk about everything that I've done, but I've worked for a defense contractor. I have a top secret and secret clearance. I've worked on weapon systems. I know the type of systems, the type of optics that's on these drones. This is how they kill people in other countries. The optics can look through walls. If you use certain IR, they can look directly into your home.
And the purpose of them looking through walls is for what?
One, to make sure that you stay in check and don't trip.
The thing is that if it wasn't going to be used, then it wouldn't be on the drone.
Well,
but it is on the drone for that purpose.
Okay,
I
wouldn't disagree with that. I wouldn't disagree with that. Now, I'm not going to disagree with that part. But when we get towards the end, okay, they're going to fly them down Juniper Street.
They don't fly it down streets. It's high up in the air, and so that way it can see multiple city blocks at a time, and you don't know what it's looking at. But all you know is when people in black bust in your door and carry you away, and you know what?
What
they're doing it
for,
now
man?
With no due process, and you just disappear.
But what they gonna
and
do
that's already
that
happening.
You know what? Let me say it to you this way, and I know that you don't believe it, so you don't have to. And technology is real, and there's some stuff out there. If you really think about, when did you really think that you could actually look on a cell phone and be able to track where you are through a GPS 20 years ago?
That's how they find the dead bodies.
Did you really think that would happen? The answer is no. Did I, you know, when I used to watch Dick Tracy and he had his phone on his wrist, did I really think I'd be walking down the street and walking down the street with a cell phone just like it? No. Right now, yesterday I went into Alltel and Alltel's got this new watch that is a GP. It's cute. It does some stuff. I never thought I would have my watch be able to do that. Come on now. It was fiction. Flash Gordon, my mom would say that they'd be looking at Flash Gordon, and Flash Gordon is now real today. So we need to be
No,
because I got to pick up another call. We need to be cognizant. Just because you don't think it's going to happen does not mean it's not going to be real.
I didn't tell you it wasn't. I just asked
240, your mic is on. And 10, hello? 240, Local call, 240. Whatever room you in, go in another room.
Talking on a speaker.
They doing something. Whatever they're doing, it's not going to work.
You know what, Tracy? Big Brother is looking at us at all times.
Absolutely.
We see abductions that we can't do anything about, kids being taken off the streets, but we do see sometimes who took the person. But, you know, Big Brother's constantly looking at us from every angle.
But
Whoa. Let me finish. Go ahead, Chicago, because you just called back in.
Well, that's what happens when you have compulsive people that run your government that look at control. But another thing is I see breaking news. Jesse Jr. Is trying to do a plea deal with the feds.
But he just got elected.
Well, he's trying to do a plea deal, looks like, here with the feds, if it's true on the news.
The Blagojevich issue, Jesse Jackson. Remember Jesse Jackson Jr.?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Blagojevich, the governor of Illinois, and President Obama's empty seat?
Yeah.
Who do you think was trying to buy that seat?
It was Jesse Jackson Jr. who was trying to buy the seat to Asian businessmen.
And so, and then he had a nervous breakdown because he went crazy, and it was a lapse of memory. And now his lawyer's trying to work a deal out.
Yeah.
What's gonna happen with that, Chicago?
I don't know what's gonna happen. I guess.
Ain't you in Chicago? Don't you? You ought to have a 411 with that.
We'll see in due time what happens. But yeah.
You think he's gonna do some jail time?
I think with him trying to say that he's crazy after, you know, all this stuff came up with him being caught with the woman and money, using money to furnish, campaign money to furnish his home, I think the feds are not going to go too light on him.
But now, didn't he just get 67%?
64% of the vote. And he's discussing a possible plea deal with the Justice Department regarding the misuse of campaign funds, according to Chicago area news source. He has his thumbs up as he's going up the court steps.
Have y'all noticed that this is not on national news?
No, it's not.
And he's a U.S. congressman?
$40,000 in campaign funds to buy a Rolex watch as a gift for a female friend.
I thought, well...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think the gift was for his mistress in D.C. He had a mistress who was like a restaurant hostess who was Hispanic.
Doesn't say who it was.
What's that got to do with, I mean, but the, I thought this was about Blagojevich.
Jackson, no change of, yeah, he is caught up in the scandal surrounding former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich's decisions over who should replace President Obama in the U.S. Senate. I mean, do you believe this? Jackson has denied any involvement and was never charged in connection with this case.
Mm-hmm.
But I told you when he was missing in action, what he was doing.
Well, Resco did time to not to tell on President Obama how he got that land cheap in Hyde Park. So he did the time for President Obama. He didn't come out and speak out against President Obama, saying how he. Landed the deal to get that property for cheap in Hyde Park.
Oh, then you see that. You messing up, Chicago. You telling stories. Ah, breaking news.
Did you see what's going on in Syria? You want to talk about something coming down the pike?
What was that?
Assad has been quoted now as saying he'll die in this country. Nobody's going to take him out.
I believe that.
Well, that was the same thing that Gaddafi said. He said
He died there too, didn't he?
Yeah.
He sure did. I think it's going to be a little harder.
Hold on, South Carolina.
For Newsy, I'm Christina Hortman. The latest in the Syrian conflict, President Bashar al-Assad announced Thursday he will not leave the country despite the massive 19-month-long uprising against him. He said, in fact, He would live and die in Syria. WBTV has more.
Now, this may be in response to other comments made earlier this week by British Prime Minister David Cameron, who said that he could make arrangements to have Assad leave Syria if it means ending the civil war.
In the TV broadcast, the embattled president warned against Western intervention. This, as Bloomberg Businessweek reports, both Britain and the United States are working to help rebel forces fight the regime. The U.S. is pushing to reunite the Syrian opposition to stand against Assad while the rebels seek help from the outside world. Britain, meanwhile, is examining the legality of supplying arms to Syrian rebels. British Prime Minister David Cameron told the BBC Syria cannot expect to see the end of the war unless Assad leaves.
While that man is running Syria, while he is raining down terror on his people, there cannot be peace. Any option that involves him leaving the country and a transition taking place would be good for the people right behind me here.
More than 36,000 people have died since the uprising against Assad began in March of 2011. For Newsy, I'm
Hey, guys.
That's scary.
How is that going to affect America? Go ahead to South Carolina.
Well, when you've got a Middle East that has no fear of America and it doesn't believe, I don't believe he has the Ronnie Reagan spirit in him, or the George I or George Bush II spirit in him, where if someone comes over here and actually will would do something to us, I don't think he's got the colonies to push the button.
You don't think he got
it? I don't think he got it.
Come on now, South Carolina. He got Osama bin Laden.
Tracy, that was something that was in the mix already. That was an ongoing investigation. He took credit for it, but it was actually a different administration that brought that in the play. So now, if Syria, does something stupid, or Iran, I mean, why in the world would Ahmadinejad be saying, hey, I am so happy that Barack Obama got reelected? These people don't have no fear of him. None. They're laughing in our face.
And what's the deal being cut with Russia, the prime minister there? Remember he said, once I get in office, I'll see you, in a closed-door meeting. What's going on there? We don't even know what's going on there.
I want to know why Russian ships are outside of the U.S. election day.
All of a sudden, Obama gets in, and then the Russian ship is right out our door 200
miles
out.
That's a little scary. Hey,
scary.
Rick, your mic is on, Rick.
I'm just trying to figure out why you guys are talking about stuff that y'all can't control. Listen, we have to understand that the government is bigger than what we want it to be. What's going on with Jesse Jackson, what's going on in Syria, I am under the deep impression that not only are there conspiracy theories that are real, but sabotage is real. And whatever's going on with Jesse Jackson, I would like to believe that a sabotage. I'd like to believe that Jesse Jackson has come across some information that can definitely hurt people that are in places of position and power.
Huh?
And to destroy his credibility.
No, what's Jesse talking to?
No.
What?
No.
Jesse Jackson Jr.?
Junior is dirty just like his father is.
Hey, listen, I don't know what the man is or isn't. All I know is he found out something. And
he
I would
found
like
out
to know
nothing. He found out nothing.
Sola Bogoyevich will be sharing a cell with him.
That's fine. Listen, they all find out something.
No. They don't let you in that. You listen here. I'm telling y'all got to. Y'all don't be listening to me. They don't even let y'all in that meeting.
Listen, that's why. That's why they're destroying his credibility, because he found out something he wasn't supposed to find out.
He tried to buy a seat in
the Senate.
Hold on, he tried to buy a seat like the other folks do, and he don't know what he's doing because they ain't never taught you
listen,
that.
Right, sabotage is real, people.
No. Listen, it happens every day. But listen, let me tell you. Let's look at Jim Trafficant. Jim Trafficant was a congressman from the Mahoning Valley of the 17th District in Congress. And he went to jail for I don't even know what. All I know is he didn't do nothing that everybody else in Congress didn't do, but on a bad day, they decided to come after him, and he got caught. And they said, we're going to get you, and they got him.
And where's he at?
He's in coming home now. He's doing TV on Saturday.
You make it sound so nice.
It is. You gotta understand. You know, I mean, you gotta be. Yeah.
What is Mary and Barry doing?
He's a city councilman in D.C.
That's okay.
He's free
he'll be there again. I mean, come on. But here's the problem. Jesse Jackson Jr. He thought that he could play with the big boys, and he found out he's just a little pissant. They couldn't do anything, and now he's faking the mental illness. Period.
No, he ain't faking the mental illness. Listen here. Let me tell you something. People that are raised in the suburbs that are African American, who's raised with a silver spoon in their mouth, hey, that going to jail will make you really have a mental breakdown.
You know what the problem is? You know what the problem is? You have politicians that are trying to play mobsters and they're not mobsters. So you can't be in that mentality.
See,
of
I'm
a
with
monster.
You on. That's what I'm saying, Chicago.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem today when the Fed shut down the Italian mobsters, which generated jobs for a lot of people in America. They replaced them with politicians to try to act like mobsters, and they're not mobsters.
That's what I'm saying. You feel, because see, listen, if you want to see somebody lose their mind for real, threaten me with jail. I'm allergic to jail. I will freak out. I can't do jail. Jail is not for me. I'll be sitting up there writing the Birmingham letters on the wall.
It's amazing that these people think they can get away with it time and time again.
Jesse started doing stuff like the other folks do, thought he knew what he was doing and didn't know how to play the game. Because they don't tell you all the rules for all the game. And if you don't know all the rules, you get your hand in the cookie jar and that's all you can do.
Well, he probably could have learned some of it from his father. His father
no.
was playing the game.
No. His father been playing at the game. He had never played the game like that. That's why he's silenced right now.
Well, see, the difference between Jesse Jackson Jr. and Sr. is, see, Jesse Jackson Jr. was in Congress. His daddy was stealing folks' money, or rather extorting money from them, from the outside. He never had a political office, so he didn't have to worry about it. He could do what he wanted to do, say what he wanted to say, go on about his business, and extort money from folks by saying that they're racist and corporations. I'm saying they're racist and walk on off. Junior can't do that. He has an ethics clause. He's got to be mindful of.
Yeah, you got to understand. There's some issues there, and folks don't know how to play that.
Hey, do you know that Jesse Senior in Chicago fought for some people in the CTA? They had him represent for them, and then he never brought the money back to him. They never even received.
Was
the
that
money
Jesse or Al?
That's Jesse, ain't it?
Yeah,
that's Jesse.
Well, then both of them did the same thing. Remember Sambo's? Remember Sambo's restaurant?
No, that's out of my. That's before my time.
That goes a little bit farther back, but it's out in Baltimore. They made them close down Sambo's restaurant because of the name. There was a lawsuit that came about, and Al Sharpton was a part of that, and one of the ladies who was in that. All of a sudden, she'd never trust Al Sharpton again because they were part of that class action lawsuit and Al left with all the money.
Hey, I'm at the end of the day, guys. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's open mic. 240, did you want to say something now that your phone is quiet?
ITT Tech has informational financial aid for those who qualify.
Oh. He's playing the radio. Can I say one thing quick, Tracy?
Sure.
FEMA packed up everything in Staten Island and haven't been back since. Now they're calling upon the volunteers to step up in Staten Island and fend for themselves. Ration food, very little water, and a lot of them have been displaced now.
And that leads into what I'm getting ready to say, because they tell me FEMA packed up last night because it was snowing.
Oh, is that what happened?
Forgotten by FEMA. They stepped up and went home. It was snowing. It was
too
cold.
So are the rest of the people that are there. Not getting
and
any
so,
assistance.
That tells you where I'm going. I'm going to New Jersey on next Friday. So I won't be here. Jeff or somebody will be here. South Carolina, somebody will be here. I'm going to go to Jersey next week, and we're going to pass out some goods, and we're going to do some good in the neighborhood. And so those people who are listening to me locally, I'm asking for your help and your contribution. Mahoning County Republican Headquarters,
621 Boardman Canfield Road across from Giant Eagle. You can drop off goods there Monday through Friday from 1 to 6. Ambassador of Technologies, 3622 Belmont Avenue in Liberty Township behind McDonald's across from Walmart. You can go there and drop off goods. Fit Family in Austintown on Route 46, Suite 200, 45 North Canfield Road, which is Route 46, Suite 200 in Austintown. You can go there from Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Nimmons IGA Food Stores, the one in Struthers over on Creed and the one on McCartney Road in the Lincoln Oles. You can drop stuff off there. Hey, Rick, are you around?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Rick, can I throw some stuff your way?
Bring it back.
You can go to Ryan's Chair at 2935 Glenwood Avenue. Their number is 330-782-7599. They're on the corner of Glenwood and Indianola, right down about a quarter of a block.
Amara
in Glenwood. You can drop off new blankets and non-perishable hand goods, food goods, and toilet paper and toiletries. We're going to be packing this stuff up and going to New Jersey on Friday. And I'm working on another location for Canfield. God bless you guys. Have a good day. I'll see you on tomorrow. And what else I want to do? I think that's all I want to say. God bless. I love you guys. And tomorrow's open mic. Jeff and I will be here to start this up all over again. We'll see you then.
Have a good day. See you tomorrow.
Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
But for the first time, the fast food giant that seemed impervious to recession is suffering. Monthly sales at McDonald's dropped.